Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Well, he's probably going to be announcing he's running for governor again here on this radio show today, coming up in 2 hours. Best-selling author, political activist, all-around interesting character, friends with Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, and many others. That's how I got to know Jesse Ventura, and then discovered he was already aware of my work. Kiki Friedman will be in studio today with us. We'll talk about a host of issues coming up in 2 hours. And I've never had him on the show before, but I found out that he is a listener, and he is Steve Voss, my favorite Patriot musician. You hear some of his little clips of some of his music here, some of the bumper music, but we'll be playing a few of his songs in their entirety coming up in the final hour today, because music's a great way to reach out to people and a great way to get your message across. And I've also decided to add Steve Voss's new Greatest Hits album and several other albums he's done to the Infowars.com video / bookstore / music shop / Infowars gear, where you can get great colors, show your colors with pride, the pro-liberty, anti-tyranny t-shirts and ball caps at Infowars.com. So that is coming up today. I am going to, at the bottom of this hour, get into part two of the cybersecurity bill and exactly what it will do and what it will set up. So that is coming up in about 30 minutes. More and more I realize that of the thousands and thousands of wonderful, outspoken, prominent filmmakers, authors, statesmen, researchers, fighting globalization, fighting the New World Order, that this radio show and my websites and what we do encompasses the largest and most effective operation against the globalist. Ron Paul is kind of a different animal. He is a statesman, politician, congressman, and overall that movement has energized people to basically then kind of use Ron Paul as a gateway to discover what we do, and it's a symbiotic relationship. But overall, this radio show, my films, the work we do, is the most effective, biggest voice against the globalist, and that is an incredible responsibility. More and more, I am crushed by the responsibility. I am humbled. I am chastened. I am steeled. I am braced, buffeted by that responsibility and by the fact that we've done a lot of good. We've been very, very effective in many ways, but also I've made a lot of mistakes. And I'm certainly not perfect, but I'll tell you this. I am trying the best I can. I am trying to be the best leader I can. I am trying to make the best decisions. I'm trying to bring you the most accurate information. I'm trying to take all the intensifying attacks from every quarter and put a good face on it and move forward. We have a lot of important news. It's very important on the eugenics front, the economy. A lot more. We'll break it all down on the other side. Big transmission lined up. Stay with us. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who've experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of the favorite accusations of people is to say that Alex Jones exaggerates, that Alex Jones is painting things in a worse light than it is. I don't know. I saw mainstream government press releases, and I saw corporate jockeying statements and documents 2.5 years ago that they were planning to bankrupt Chrysler and GM, at least, perhaps Ford, and sell it off to China, India, Brazil, and Europe, and Russia. And I got on air and I said, this is the plan. And I said, during the economic implosion that will start in 2008 and run through 2012. And exactly what we said has now happened. I mean, I was just going off what they said they were going to do. And it's like this on hundreds and hundreds of issues. Almost everything we talk about here ends up being worse when it actually happens than we had originally said. Everything we say is going to happen happens, and then even more horrible things happen on top of it. We have a criminal, illegitimate, rogue government, a planetary government operating in the open. You can watch European Union Parliament meetings. You can read RAND Corporation documents. We play the clips here. We post the documents at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where they brag we're already under global governance and that they're going to expand it and mop up the final pockets of resistance. And that they will use financial terrorism and economic terrorism and pharmacological terrorism and physical terrorism and famine and war. And it's all out in the open in the scholarly volumes. Meanwhile, the average American, the average European has no idea this is even going on. Or if the Europeans go and vote down the expansion of EU power, destroying their liberties and freedoms, the EU Parliament just says, we don't care, we're doing it anyways. Take Britain has sworn not to sign on to the treaty without a vote, and then they've just gone ahead and by fiat done it, and the news admits, yes, we're under EU regulation and control, and there's nothing you can do about it. Ireland says no, so their government moves to go ahead and start implementing the Treaty of Lisbon without getting the people to approve it. That is tyranny. Plain and simple. The government is illegitimate. It's out of control. When we have private banks that have stolen $14.8 trillion, and that number's a month old, every few months we get new numbers, in 7 months they stole $14.8 trillion. And I know I make that point ad nauseum because it's devastating. That's more than the GDP. That's $1.8 trillion more than the GDP in half a year. They are going for broke. And as if it's couldn't get any more ridiculous, I'm driving into work this morning, listening to one of the local talk stations, and a caller calls in and talks about how blacks continue to be killed, shot in the back, homeless blacks, retarded blacks, autistic blacks, blacks in their cars at night, and there's always an excuse for why it happens, and the squad car videos always malfunction, and then we always find out, oh, it didn't malfunction, there is a surveillance camera, and then they say, oh, but he had a gun. Then you read the news article closely, at the bottom it says, no, officers thought he reached for a gun. Just deception. And then then the hosts start making jokes saying, oh, Prison Planet, oh, the government wants to kill the blacks. And a clear reference to me, and then another caller calls in and says, well, they do put all the Planned Parenthood in the minority neighborhoods. And, oh, PrisonPlanet.com, yes, they want to kill all the blacks. Planned Parenthood wants to get you. Ha, 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 ha. Listen, it's not funny. It's on record that Margaret Sanger gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler, that Hitler quoted her in speeches. I mentioned the eugenicist above her in Mein Kampf, My Struggle. It is a fact the Cold Springs Harbor Research Institute, run by IBM then and run by IBM and the federal government today, and the human genome is for eugenics on record to figure out how to kill race specifically, each and every one of us, on record, currently. And you got people that think it's funny. This isn't funny that we're being gang raped by offshore banks, that they've stolen $14.8 trillion. It isn't funny they got abortion mills in every black and Hispanic area of the country. It isn't funny that all of this is going on. You see, these good old boys think they're part of the system. They think they're the winners. They think they're protected from all of this. And then I heard a woman calling right after them, going, yeah, I think we got too many minorities. And she was serious. She said, I'm glad they're killing them. You see, that stupid, fat soccer mom thinks she's part of the establishment. She's a eugenicist. You can run into them. I get their emails and their calls, and I've had them snidely say stuff to me, you know, if you go to a school function or something. They say, well, there are too many people, Alex. Well, listen here, know-it-all control freak. Kill yourself then. Don't sit there in the minority neighborhoods and tell 17-year-old pregnant girls, if you'll have an abortion, we'll drop this marijuana charge on you. And that's what goes on coast to coast. I got one in the news today. And I don't like them killing all the poor whites kids either. You see, once you accept that humans are bad and that we're a parasite, that's the conventional knowledge. Even heard Ventura say that the other day on the show. Once you accept that, you accept total and complete absolute despotism and tyranny. The truth is they're blocking the clean technologies that could allow populations to continue to grow and that we could be colonizing space and giving humans goals, things that humans need in societies. Instead, the elites have decided to mesmerize the population with entertainment and incrementally with soft kill weapons, camouflage through the military-industrial, big pharma, medicine complex, soft kill almost all of us that are alive today. And it's already going on hardcore. And I'm sorry this isn't thumb-sucking UT football. I'm sorry it's not thumb-sucking, riding around your motorcycle, acting tough. I'm sorry it isn't the, you know, image of strutting around the bar acting manly. If you're a real man, you got to gut up and face the facts of what we're in and deal with it. But as the elites say, you won't deal with it, so you deserve to die. Well, listen, I don't deserve to die, and my family doesn't deserve to die. And there's a lot of dumbed down, poisoned, stupid people out there who don't deserve to die. And the evil that's being set up is going to lead to the irrevocable destruction of our species. The damaging of it, bare minimum, is already going on. And I'm not putting up with it. I'm not going along with this science experiment. You got me? Now, that leads me to this next point. Earth 2100, the end of civilization. This reportedly has been airing in multiple parts on ABC. I've seen clips of it. And for some reason, our terrible Dish Network here in the office doesn't pick up ABC, but I need listeners to tape this if you have it and mail it to us. That's a request, or I'll find out how to buy it because I want to cover this. Or somebody get it up on YouTube, because just in the promo videos we've seen and little clips we've seen, it is admitting that they're chemtrailing us for our own good, admitting that mass plagues are going to wipe out most of us. World government is the only answer to the extinction of human species. See, they tell you, they take your own self-preservation, your own survival instinct, and they tell you, we've got to kill off most of the other people or you're not going to survive. They turn your own survival instinct in on itself. Kind of like a scorpion stinging itself. And that's why they teach in Europe and the United States and Australia, all over the world, wherever it's IMF, World Bank funded, they teach in the public schools in the 5th, 6th, 7th grade, spaceship or lifeboat. And it's a situational ethics game where they go, there's 10 of you, the class breaks up in two or three groups, and there's 8 to 10 in each lifeboat or spaceship. They call it, you know, there's two different games they play. Or they say, we've crashed in the mountains and in the plane, and everybody, we've got to eat each other. So who lives and who dies? And then they have the kids go through situational ethics and learn to not think outside the box and think of solutions that will save everybody. They teach you that survival is deciding who dies. And then the teacher tells you who we need. We need a policeman. We need an administrator. We need this. We need that. But we don't need this and we don't need that. And then the kids decide who to exclude from the group and who dies. Then they have shows like Survivor and all of this. If you're really on an island, you work together as a team if you want to survive and thrive. You don't all screw the smartest and the best. That's what those games teach you. We gang up on the smartest and the best, and we push them out. And that is the secret to real eugenics. They're not advancing the race. They're not culling the bad, which is bad enough. No, it's a control freak move. If you really read the high level, the real eugenics, it is to target the intelligent. It is to target the upwardly mobile. It is to freeze out society with a highly controlled carbon tax control grid so that everyone can be poisoned with sodium fluoride and mercury and dumbed down and entertained to death. That is what we're being entered into. And I don't see anybody else that fully understands the full compass of this that's on our team. The enemy, it's clear as day what they're doing. I'm going to play this clip when we get back, cover a lot more, break it down, tie it in to the eugenics that we are all under attack. You're a cop out there writing some family a ticket right now? Hey, you're under eugenics attack too, Bubba. You're with us whether you like it or not.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $977. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,004.70, $502.35 for the half ounce, and $251.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,004.70, $502.35, and $251.18.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. It is Wednesday, the third day of June, 2009. Kinky Friedman in studio at T-minus 1 hour and 36 minutes. And legendary Patriot musician Steve Voss. So that is what is coming up today. I want to get into part two of the Cashless Society slave grid today as well. In fact, what I'll do is I'll just start that next hour. We'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv for a full 3 hours today, and I'll do that presentation in the next hour. In fact, I'll just do the full presentation in the next hour. Or maybe at prisonplanet.tv we can take the 30-minute clip from yesterday and put it with the other hour today so people get a clear picture of what's happening. Okay, you know, just in the last few days, there have been all these headlines like Billionaire Club and Bid to Curb Overpopulation, America's Richest People Met to Discuss Ways of Tackling a Disastrous Environmental, Social, and Industrial Threat. And as Richard N. Haass, head of the CFR, writes, they will use phony environmentalism and phony terrorism as the two different pincers to control society. This is neo-serfdom. This is neo-feudalism. Why kings 600 years ago in England and France had to keep the people at subsistence starvation level because they didn't want them debasing the forest of the wildlife and hurting the environment. They had to be culled. That's all this is. That's all this is. And a lot of experts and sociologists and economists are pointing this out now in mainstream news. China, India, Mexico, 100-plus of the third-world nations, zero emissions cuts, only the West. So we lose our industry. It moves to the third world with no controls, boost emission levels, and then we all pay taxes. That's all it is. A total and complete scam. That's their recovery. Now, you talk to the average yuppie, the average person with a college degree, and they've all been taught humans are bad, we got to get rid of people. They don't know they're taking part of that when they shoot their kid up with vaccines every couple days. It's all fun going into the death camp. But the whole country, the whole world is a prison planet death camp. Here is Earth 2100, the end of civilization to change the future. First, you have to imagine it. Well, we are breaking down the elite's real blueprint for the future. They don't put it all in one place, but they do put it all in different white papers, and we put it together. This is their baloney future if you don't give in to them and their control. Here it is.
In my life, I've seen New York City under full quarantine. The Midwest overrun, devastated by pests. Plague sweep across California. And then, what happened next was something none of us saw coming. It became a race against time to save our future, to even have a future. It's the year 2100, and I survived.
To change the future, first you have to imagine it. Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on ABC, a two-hour global television event, Earth 2100.
Okay, and we've seen clips of this. In fact, you can go to the site, ABC News, and watch them. And they admit we're going to spray the atmosphere with chemtrails to save the Earth to make it cool off. Now, we've had the climatologist, we've had the meteorologist on, the secret cloud seeding program, now declassified. Obama's talked about it. But they're only declassifying a little bit of it to introduce it to the slaves. Admits they've been spraying since 1992 all over the world. And it heats the planet up. The rays go through it and then bounce back up and get trapped. It is a greenhouse gas-causing particulate. Why are they terraforming the Earth? Well, it's a national security state. You know, why did the United States government detonate over 200 high-powered hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, blowing holes in the ozone layer? Great documentary narrated by William Shatner called Trinity about that, and it'll show them detonating the nukes in the atmosphere. Why are they genetically engineering and splicing every major food crop? Why are they, when they know that it's killing the rats and other rodents that they tested on? Why are they doing all of this? Well, we know they're eugenicists, so we know it's to get rid of the population. We know it's to test things. This is the only issue. We could talk about Sotomayor, you know, running around ruling that states have a right to ban the Second Amendment, and now a federal court has ruled that. I've got that Wall Street Journal in my stack today. It's all happening. I mean, I could talk all day about how the bankers are robbing us. But in the final equation, we have a global elite who are eugenicists, who believe they want to set up a world government to forcibly cull us, and they're now finishing the final touches on their world government. And the public's running around thinking they're still in la-la land, having no idea this is a giant extermination grid. Period. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around.
You go back to the time of Plato and Plato's Republic, and he believed there were too many people. He believed they needed to cull the entire underclass. And then once you commit to that idea, that's beyond good and evil. Just go ahead and kill everybody, rob everybody, go ahead and bankrupt everything so you can control the system. And that's their religion, social Darwinism. You had robber barons 150 years ago. The royalty already believed divine right of kings. They already believed that the ancestors of these individuals had proven that they could use force and had proven they could rule and have force of arms, and so that was the system they believed in. And so the scientists they funded said, yes, social Darwinism, kill everyone, enslave everyone. If you can kill them and enslave them, you're helping the Earth, you're ridding the planet of weak humans. And we're parasites and there's too many of us, so do whatever you want to people because it's for the betterment of the Earth. And you'll talk to so-called liberals, and they'll be like, oh, yes, the waterboarding's terrible, and the million dead Iraqis is horrible, and no, the police state is horrible, and people being discriminated for jobs is horrible, and it doesn't matter if, you know, 20 white guys get a better test score, fire all of them and hire a black guy. That's what, you know, Sotomayor says. But then you go talk to them, they believe in eugenics. Oh, but there are too many people. Yes, we've got to have Planned Parenthood in all the minority areas, getting rid of everybody. Worthless weeds, parasites, as Margaret Sanger called blacks and other people with color. And then she gets loved, and Time magazine calls her one of the top 10 women of the 20th century. And all she was a Rockefeller family front publicly carrying it out. And then I talk about it, and so I get made fun of by local talk show hosts. It's funny. What it is sick. And do I hate those talk show hosts that make fun of me and say none of it's true? No, I don't hate them. These are sad people. These are castrated men. These are men that think goofing around, screwing around, laughing at reality, not having responsibility, not caring. It's cool. It's fun to be idiots. It's fun to always lick the boots of the establishment. It's fun to always defend the cops when they're gunning somebody new down in the back around here. It's fun. So we have all of this going on. We have all of this going on and all of this happening, and they have all these different TV programs on the History Channel and Discovery Channel and A Future Without Man and how great the planet would be if we were all dead and we're parasites and we're bad. So that as you see people being enslaved and see people being tortured and see people losing their rights, oh, well, that's a good thing for the earth. There's too many people anyways, and you don't care about your neighbor, and when you're being drug off, they don't care about you. And remember, it was ABC News, right after 9/11 and the height of the fear, that ran a five-part series that they announced was real every night, and at the end of the show, they would announce it was a simulation of smallpox killing millions of Americans in dark winter and martial law and police state and troops firing on U.S. citizens. I mean, do you not see that for over a decade, the military has been training to engage the American people, and that cities and towns have become federalized, and they've swollen the numbers of paramilitary SWAT teams and auxiliary SWAT teams, openly training them to engage the American people? The military-industrial complex, the Patriot Act, all of it openly being announced that it will be used and is being used against the people? This is not your grandpa's army. This is not your grandpa's or your uncle's Marine Corps. This has been set up and prepared for us, the American people, and the people of the world, and the military's starting to get wise to it, and the police are starting to get wise to it. And it's very sophisticated how the media puts out all these videos of cops stopping ambulances with pregnant women and cops stopping people with an 80-year-old who later died in the back of the car 1 mile from the hospital. The media is playing this and encouraging this, and the police are backing up their officers by design to convert them to nothing but mad dogs. So the public will then hate them, and the police will then hate the public, and nothing but scum will be in the departments, and then they can play us all off against each other. I don't want that to happen. I don't enjoy getting up here and going over the hundreds of news articles every day where police are absolutely out of control. And I'll tell you this, the citizens are out of control. The society's out of control. When you've got 50-plus million dead babies because people kill their own kids, their own future, their own treasure, because they're too lazy to use contraception, and because they're too lazy to admit it's a baby, that's out of control. And even if you don't believe in God and karma or you reap what you sow, you better believe in the law of the universe. And we've done a lot of bad things. We've become decadent and sullen and weak, myself included, and now we're going into bondage. Every time people stop being involved in society, every time people lose their morals and decide there's no morals, except for eugenics, and there's too many of us, that's the new morals, bad things happen. And I'm here trying to get people to believe in themselves and believe in humanity and believe in going to the next level and colonizing space. And I believe that we can take control of our lives. And I believe we can educate the police and military and government bureaucrats who don't see the big picture, who are being manipulated, and fill that vacuum in their hearts and souls. People are empty. They're unhappy because they don't understand their human destiny. They don't understand what reality is really like and how it's always a struggle just to survive and have freedom. They think it is Dancing with the Stars and Who Marries a Millionaire and all this crud. They don't understand what human destiny really is. a struggle against good and evil. All of us alive one time on this planet deciding which side we're on. Will we serve good or evil? So I beg you out there, every single man, woman, and child of you listening, I beg of you to learn about eugenics. I beg of you to learn about IBM and Microsoft and how all the big corporations in the U.S., the Fortune 20, are all founded and funded and run for and by eugenics. They don't believe in free market. They believe in monopoly. And they want monopoly so they can carry out their eugenics. You know, I just played that End of Civilization clip where they admit they're going to chemtrail us to save us, because if they don't spray the atmosphere with a secret program and if they don't reduce our numbers, the Earth is going to die. Absolute total bull. And then this article, Billionaire Club and Bid to Curb Overpopulation, Times of London, ABC News, they all reported it. America's richest people met to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat, one-child policies for America, you name it. As they're now announcing on national news, as I told you 2 years ago in Endgame they would, they're now doing it. And it goes on to say, why all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying anything they said would end up in the newspapers, painting them as an alternative world government, he said. Oh, because there is already a world government. They just didn't want to be known as an alternative world government. All right, once a month we have a sponsor on the show. Marty Schachter, who's a World War II Chemical Corps vet, started it with his father in 1947. That is 60-plus years ago, ladies and gentlemen. And he has an organic soap company. Before organic soap was cool, it's a certified California organic, the highest standard. And speaking of not being under the eugenics chemical weapon attack, they know they take the byproducts of petrochemical, the junk they can't sell, and they put it in the perfumes and soaps and the detergents. And, well, Marty's got high-quality soaps at 85% off because he isn't doing all the big advertising and because it's factory direct. Directly to you. So I wanted to bring Marty up for a few minutes, and we'll get back into this and break down the cashless society control grid. Marty, great to have you on, my friend.
Oh, it's always a pleasure talking to you and your listeners, Alex. It's the highest peak of our month is getting acquainted with you, and we missed you last month. Hopefully we'll get to know you and talk to you more this month.
Absolutely, Marty. I hadn't had you on in about a month and a half. You know, side issue, but I want to get into the soap, but it all ties into that. Governments, Hitler was into mind war, eugenics war, the British were into it, the U.S. was into it until he got embarrassed out of it. The emperor took U.S. and British troops and did eugenics experiments on them. You were over there in the liberation of Japan. Eugenics, I mean, I see the chemicalization of everything part of the eugenics. I know it is. Have you ever looked into Margaret Sanger and the Colgate Foundation and all of that?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. Well, regardless, tell us what on record the detergents and toxic soaps are doing to us.
Well, first of all, the chemicals are toxic. They got it doesn't take much to pick up a bar of Zest or Dove or Dial or Irish Spring and read the side panel of all the chemicals that are in there. A drugstore cannot even interpret them because some of them are completely made up and fictitious. One of the main ingredients they're putting into our products is sodium chloride. And you would think, oh, sodium chloride must be a new cleaner. No, sodium chloride is table salt. Now, would you wash your face, your body, your baby with table salt? This is what they put in there. Well, why would they use table salt? Because it's a filler. It's a weight enhancer. Because it only costs maybe a penny a pound. And it's in there, it lowers the cost factor, and this is what we feel, that with one free phone call to us, you can end your exposure to 17,000 toxic chemicals and junk science in household cleaning products. And we guarantee that. Our guarantee is satisfaction guaranteed or double your dirt back.
Explain some of the chemicals that are in the soaps and hair care products and all the crud people use. I know I washed my hair after lifting weights this morning with Calbin shampoo.
Well, we feel only four products that we manufacture since 1947, 62 years of going down the drain. We've been doing that. We basically, our basic products are coconut oils of the highest grade. We call it USP grade, which means United States pure. Vegetable oils that are compounded from various vegetables, blended together. We don't use perfumes, which are toxic. They burn the skin. They stink up the towels. They stink up the room. They stink up the walls and everything attributed to it. Don't need it. We use fruit juices, orange juice, coconut juice, lemon juice. All these are juices from fruits just to give it a little aroma in the product. But it doesn't stay on your skin. It doesn't stay on your towels. It doesn't stay in the air. It's gone. We feel that's the future. Even though it's from the 19th and early 20th century, we're very stubborn here, very old-fashioned, and very conservative.
Well, that explains how the globalists re-engineered society. Everything was real and pure until the 30s and 40s and 50s, when they took mainly all the German chemical combinations, because they were the masters of that, as you know, Marty, and chemicalized everything. They just took over the entire industry.
Exactly. The first company to do that was Lever Brothers, which is an English company, not an American company. When they discovered the formulas that Nazi Germany was using in not making soap, but making, and you use that new word called detergent. Detergents are not soap. They're chemicals, many of them toxic. Well, the formulas came when they invaded the country, got all their literature and files. They were very adept in keeping everything in writing and said, hey, here we can make a cleaning product that maybe costs a couple of pennies a pound, and we don't need soap anymore. Forgetting the pollution factor, forgetting the toxic factor, forgetting all these factors, long as it cleans, and we can promote it with advertisement. We can brainwash the people. We can hypnotize the people. This is what's happening right now with Procter, with Lever, with Colgate, and another dozen chemical companies that are promoting chemicals for the households to use who don't know any better. So we're not here to sell anything. We're here to educate the consumer so they have a freedom of choice to buy something that's twice as good, that won't pollute, that won't burn, that will clean twice as good as Procter.
In fact, until about 5-6 years ago, Marty, you only sold to big hospitals and finer hotels, factory direct, and Genesis got you to advertise factory direct to the general public. So tell folks about some of the packages you've got, from the tote bag sampler to the bigger supplies, and how much they're going to save.
Well, we go directly for the consumer. They say, well, I can read your literature. We send the free catalogs out. But we want them to try the products. So at our cost, we put together what we call a 1 to 2 month supply kit, or a tote bag of laundry soap and bath soap and hair soap and dish soap. Weighs out about 6 pounds, costs $20, most likely no tax if it's out of California, where we're getting taxed to death here, in California, that is. And that'll give you a hook. That'll get you to try the product. Then you want to save a big money. I mean, we're talking about thousands of dollars a year and getting products that are so much superior to what you're using now. We've got a 1 to 2 year supply, a 3 to 4 year supply, a 4 to 5 year supply of products delivered to your home, saving you. I mean, we're talking maybe $2 to $3 a week for everything, for your bath soap and hair soap and dish soap and laundry soap that'll do 100 jobs. Don't need the wall wash, the floor cleaner, the pre-soaks, the sweater wash, the window cleaner, all these chemicals and solvents and pastes and toxic chemicals are gone. Donate them. Throw them in the garbage. Don't
Absolutely.
Need them ever,
folks
ever
should
again.
Call. Folks should call and get the sampler tote bag or get a free brochure or go ahead and order a 6 month or year supply. Marty, folks can go to 5starsoap.com. You can spell it out, 5starsoap.com, with the letter, the number 5 and then starsoap.com. So 5starsoap.com, big banner up on infowars.com. Give them that toll-free number to call and get the soap as well.
1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. And this is just one phone call. You eliminate all the toxic products in your home, guaranteed.
Yeah, I challenge people to try just the bar soap alone, and it smells so good and lasts so long and it's so great. You'll never go back to the toxic chemical warfare systems again. Give them that number again, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. Waiting for your call. We'll take care of you.
Or 5starsoap.com or calbenpuresoap.com. Marty, give me a quick limerick.
There was a young lady of Kent who said that she knew what it meant when men asked her to dine, gave her cocktails and wine. She knew what it meant, but she went.
Marty Schachter, 60-plus years, 1947 to 2009. Unbelievable. 60-plus years running Cal Ben 5-Star Soap. The website's 5starsoap.com. That's 5starsoap.com. Give them the number quick, Marty.
800-340-7091. I'm here waiting for your call. My son's waiting. My daughter.
Marty, you're awesome. We'll talk to you
Did
soon.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet
true. Feeling mean. No, actually, in the face of all the attacks and lies and incredible disinformation I go through, I'm turning into a nicer and nicer guy. Because I know it's human nature and they know not what they do. A lot of these folks that attack me aren't just government operatives or just info agents. They didn't have great parents like I did. They didn't have the life experiences I did to bring me to the point I'm at. But I do have to answer some of the charges occasionally. Then I'm going to get back into the eugenics news, the police state control grid coming up next hour, and open the phones up as well. I kept getting emails about this in the last few months, and I thought it was a joke, so I ignored it. But it seems to have picked up steam, and so I guess I might as well at least chime in on it. It just really gets ridiculous. And this is the type of stuff that discredits us. This is why mainstream people laugh when they hear you question the government, because the media is smart. They focus in on the out-and-out kooks, the out-and-out nuts, the people that are just saying absolutely insane, ridiculous things to make the rest of us who are questioning the official government story, that's almost always a lie, or at least partially a lie, it's always spin at least, look stupid. They do this guilt by association. And, you know, none of us are perfect, so I try not to be judgmental. But there are tens of thousands of sites or pages that come up saying I'm Bill Hicks. And people actually believe it. I mean, big websites have it up and have our pictures side by side and really say I'm Bill Hicks. And, you know, it's almost crazy to come on air and say, I'm not Bill Hicks. And in a way, it only encourages it. Just like to come on air and say, I'm not a reptoid. Because people blow up videos of me where there's two-point light in front of me. And, you know, that puts the image of two lights on each side of my eyes. So it makes it look like I have cat's eyes. Anybody in a studio looks like that with two-point lighting in the front. Classic three-point lighting. And it's total schizophrenia. And I don't work for the Vatican, and I don't work for conservative groups, and I don't work for any of this stuff. I'm the real deal, and people just can't believe I'm the real deal. Well, look at the fruits. Look how many people we've woken up and energized. Most of the people that attack me admit I woke them up. And the reason I bring this up is the establishment is to blame for a lot of this. Because they have lied about so many things and been caught lying about so many things and been caught doing so many crazy things that then people will believe anything. But I'm not going to belabor it. I just need to answer it on record and say that, no, I'm 35 years old and I was born in Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas, and I am not Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks did not stage his death. That's a very mean thing to say. I've even talked to some of his family. You know, I know him. Bill really did die, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture.
Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with the syndicated radio transmission. T-minus 7 minutes, 25 seconds. Stay with us for that. Kinky Friedman's set to announce he's running for governor when he's in studio. At least that's what I heard from my producer. We'll see what, or he'll talk about it. That's coming up. Musician, best-selling author. That's how I met Jesse Ventura. So, separately. I guess that's not how I met Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, I ran into at a movie showing, and then he contacted us. But regardless, a nice guy, and we'll debate what the next gubernatorial run in Texas is going to look like. That should be interesting coming up next hour. I also have a bunch of other important news that I'm going to be going over in this hour. You know, I always get around to doing what I say I'm going to do. It just sometimes takes me longer, you know, because there's so many things to deal with in life. But I have decided that I'm going to start doing more special presentations, kind of like I did an hour on FEMA camps a few months ago, detailing all the facts and the reality of them. And I did a little bit of a breakdown yesterday for about 30 minutes, I guess counting the ads, about 25 minutes or so, on the cashless society control grid and how that ties into cybersecurity and this big announcement. And I'm going to do eugenics updates as well. More and more, at least once a week, I'm going to tackle one subject with a detailed, full-spectrum breakdown of it. And this is very hard for me to do because I literally can write hundreds of pages of notes if I don't stop. And then I want to back up each statement I make with articles and documents, and then I just kind of get overwhelmed. And it is neurotic. You know, I should just cover basic facts and not have to make it too complex or too detailed. Just I want people to see the full spectrum of this. I mean, the establishment's on record saying they designed all this and set all this up and that it's all standardized and integrated, but it's not enough to just read the quotes where they admit they're setting it up. One needs to see it for themselves to really grasp it. I guess that's what on the Isle of Patmos, one of the apostles said that, you know, he wondered at the beast. He couldn't describe it. And it really is wonderment. It's like trying to describe a Colorado mountain vista with all of its beauty, with the Rocky Mountains at sunset in front of you. How do you describe the rabbit that runs out on a grassy plain below you, or an elk a mile away, and the feeling of the cold wind and the smell of evergreen and the crunch of gravel under your feet and the first planets and stars blinking into sight as nightfall comes and popcorn clouds? How would you do that? Well, how would I describe this scene of Hades that I'm witnessing? All the torments and enslavement and child kidnapping and genetic engineering and nightmares and pain and enslavement and barbarism and the plans, future plans unfolding and different principalities in the New World Order bidding for control and this survival of the fittest with the most pure evil and wicked and cunning gets into the seat of power. I mean, how do I describe that? I certainly can't describe a beautiful Colorado vista looking off the Rocky Mountains with ice blue lakes beneath, looking like something out of Valhalla. How do I describe that Norse heaven? Well, how do I describe this New World Order hell? It can't be done. So don't ever accuse me of saying things are worse than they really are. It's so incredibly wicked, I can't even describe it. It's all the billions of sins and corruptions and lust and avarice woven together with a spirit, an idea, a life force, a system, living death, released upon humanity. But I will do my best in the coming days and weeks and months to have my testament on record of who this enemy is, because who knows how long any of us have in this world today. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are simulcasting now. The syndicated radio transmission is not only on AM and FM dial, number one internet radio show, global shortwave WWCR, and satellite, as well as XM starting next week. We are also, of course, simulcasting on video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, other folks can just go to Infowars.com and check it out. I'm wearing another one of our designer T-shirts, Worst President Ever with George W. Bush on one side, and right under it, the other side of his face is Barack Obama. Until now, Infowars.com. And on the back it says, don't be a sucker, Infowars.com. This will wake up a Republican or a Democrat. You go to him and you say, look, have you seen all these members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, Ron Paul, a Republican, many other Democrats, say foreign banks now rule America and dominate every facet of our lives? And then you can break their conditioning, literally having a discussion about this. The left won't hate you. The right won't hate you. It will neutralize with a simple picture, because most of the public is at like a second or third grade childlike level. and you can, like a storybook, maybe I should write a children's book for adults, you know, for the general public, who are kind of at that level, where it's a parable about how there's a good cop and a bad cop, but kind of put it in a fairy tale situation, and then you learn at the end that both guys were bad, and that they were running a scam, and that they work for the same evil count. You know, I mean, maybe I should write children's books for adults, because this is so fundamentally simple, but people are bought in to all the pageantry and all the debates and all the little fine details of the false left-right paradigm. It's like a football game or a soap opera. They get caught up in it. And the establishment really are shysters. They are yarn spinners. They are magicians. That's what they're doing. So we love this shirt available at InfoWars.com because it wakes people up in a big way. While you're at InfoWars.com, I would invite everybody to also check out films like Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception. All these films are so important that your friends, your family, your neighbors see, and we have big discounts on all of those films at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll free to order any of my documentary films, books, t-shirts, the materials we carry, and your purchase also makes everything we do here possible. Without you, we couldn't do this. So I want to thank everybody. Without the PrisonPlanet.tv members, without folks buying the books and videos and t-shirts, we couldn't do it. The toll free number is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or if you want to order the books and videos, you can call the toll-free number and find out all the details and prices and combos and specials, and you can write to us if you'd like. You can order over the phone, but if you'd like to get the address, you can also call and find out, you know, details and prices by calling 888-253-3139. My mailing address is 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Also, we are having the annual Money Bomb. I don't know if it'll be annual next year, but this will be the second annual Money Bomb. The first one was set up by volunteers that had the idea on their own. We're doing this same time of the year, start of the summer. It's June 11th, and you can find out more at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. That will go to get more equipment, expand what we're doing, hire more people, and we'll hire and do whatever we can with the money that comes in from that. And you can certainly see the changes from our old studios to this one, thanks to all of your support out there. Okay, let me go ahead now and hit a few news stories I haven't gotten to, and then I'm going to break down the Cybersecurity Act control grid and just use that new announcement, this new cabinet-level position out of the White House, not just an example of federalization and federal takeover and control, but admitting everything will be wiretapped, which it already is. This just expands it, and admitting that it's so they can kill switch everything. I want to go over that today and tie it in to the whole eugenics situation. But in the interest of time, because we do have Steve Voss coming up and Kinky Friedman in studio, I want to go ahead and run through some of the news that we have here. Here's my Wall Street Journal article. Stack of stuff just gets bigger and bigger here. In a first, high court affirms gun rights. Now, remember, we heard that June 27, 2008. There was another Wall Street Journal. I printed this morning. There was another Wall Street Journal dealing with how Sotomayor's rulings, where she has said in previous federal courts, that's the one I want, where she says, yes, you have a right for us to take your guns. You have a right to join the military. That is the Second Amendment. No one is allowed to own guns. The Attorney General has that opinion. Eric Holder, the president, as a state senator and U.S. senator, held that opinion. That's on record. It's not our opinion. They've introduced bills to massively restrict the Second Amendment. Here's a Bloomberg I have on it, but this doesn't really get into Sotomayor. It says, headline, Chicago law banning handguns in city upheld by court. And the Wall Street Journal article is good because it gets into Sotomayor and then lists all her activities. A Chicago ordinance banning handguns and automatic weapons within city limits was upheld by the U.S. Court of Appeals panel, which rejected a challenge by the National Rifle Association. The unanimous three-judge panel ruled today that the U.S. Supreme Court decision last year, which recognized individual right to bear arms under the U.S. Constitution Second Amendment, didn't apply to states and municipalities. And that Supreme Court ruling was 5-4, very, very narrowly for the Second Amendment. And I read the statements of the court, which were added into precedent, and I argued with some of the pro-gun groups, and I said, this is the consistent thing George W. Bush said and what Hanging Control Incorporated says. They're saying, oh, you have a right, Second Amendment, if you're in the military, but we have a right to ban your guns. And I kept warning people, this is what you're now going to see. And now they've had states ruling this way, cities ruling this way, counties ruling this way. And see, the federal government's only there to protect the Bill of Rights and to have a Navy and defend the borders and to coin the money. And they don't do any of those things they're supposed to. This is one issue where the states do not have a right to restrict the Second Amendment. They have no right. This is a federal right. And it is also reserved to the states. But when the states try to go after that, or the feds do, it's null and void. And I've read the Anti-Federalist Papers, the Federalist Papers. I have read scores of books on the real Second Amendment, and that is the facts. Anybody tells you something else, they're a liar. A Chicago ordinance banning handguns and automatic weapons within city limits was upheld by the U.S. Court of Appeals panel, which rejected a challenge to the National Rifle Association. The unanimous three-judge panel ruled today that the U.S. Supreme Court decision last year, which recognized an individual right to bear arms under the U.S. Constitution, Second Amendment, didn't apply to states and municipalities. The Supreme Court has rebuffed requests to apply the Second Amendment to the states. U.S. Circuit Court Frank Esterbrook wrote, upholding lower court decisions last year to throw out suits against Chicago and its suburb of Oak Park, Illinois. In Fairfax, Virginia-based NRA sued the municipalities in June of 2008, one day after the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the District of Columbia versus Heller struck down the handgun ban in the U.S. Capitol District encompassing Washington. It was, see, this thing's making it sound reasonable. They've got basically all guns banned in Chicago, and if you can go pay for a special permit and jump through a bunch of hoops, you can own one, a rifle. It was a total gun ban in D.C., for all intents and purposes, but they act like it was just handguns. We clearly disagree with the court's conclusion. Representative of the NRA, attorney William N. Howard, a partner in Chicago's Freeborn and Peters LLP, said a telephone interview. The next step will be an appeal to the Supreme Court. We recognize this may not be the end of litigation. Jenny Hoyle, a spokeswoman for the City of Chicago Law Department, said, acknowledging the likelihood the NRA would seek further review, we're certainly prepared for that if it happens. We're prepared to aggressively defend our ordinance because Chicago is Mafia Don, daily run. And when the Mafia comes in and robs a bank, they say, get your hands up. They make the security guard, the American people, drop their guns. I mean, Hitler took the people's guns. Blacks couldn't own guns. Native Americans couldn't own guns. When you're going to enslave somebody and muscle them, and push them around, you want them disarmed, so you have to come to the Mafia for protection, which is the police and the government. See, they want to be able to oppress you and you can't resist them, and they want crime to explode, as their own white papers admit, so there needs to be more and more cops, more and more control, to then feed off that larger crime system and basically tax the criminals. So they want a big, healthy crime syndicate to scare the sucker public into submitting to them, and have a big, healthy criminal system that they can suck off of as well. So they suck off the criminals and they suck off the slaves. The Second Amendment, adopted in 1791 as part of the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment reads in its entirety, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free country and the right of the people to keep bare arms shall not be infringed. In Heller, the high court struck down the Washington 32-year-old gun law, which barred most residents of the city from owning handguns and required that all legal firearms be kept unloaded and either disassembled or under trigger lock. Six residents had challenged the law, saying they wanted firearms available in their homes for self-defense. Yeah, people that got raped and robbed. So there you go. I told you what the Supreme Court ruling would do. I read it. And it says you got a right to the Second Amendment. And then they say we're going to define what Second Amendment means. Second Amendment means we come and you hand your guns over. Period. You have a right to turn your guns over. Because it says we have a right to ban whatever we want. Oh, yeah, you got a right, but we got a right to ban it. That's just like the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Articles 1 through 30, or is it 31? And Article 29 and 30 state, oh, all these great rights we just said you have that we say we give you, UN doesn't give you anything. You got to take it as a free person. Your red blood and your guts gives you freedom. They say in there, in that piece of legislation, that Obama's got introduced that they're going to ban most of the guns. So this is happening. This is going on. And in the articles of the UN, Charter of Declaration of Human Rights 29 and 30, it says all these rights don't count if we say they don't. So it's no rights at all.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $977. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,004.70, $502.35 for the half ounce, and $251.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,004.70, $502.35, and $251.18.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
'13 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, Would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
Never have to watch
the rest of the hour before Kinky Friedman joins us in studio.
I mean, you should never have to bury your
I'm going to go over part two of the Cybersecurity Act, Cashless Society, Global Surveillance, Tracking, Tracing, Straitjacket System. What you need to understand is, recapping part one and getting into part two, is that everything is globally standardized through the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, through the IMF, through the World Bank, through treaties, through NATO. And of these dozens and dozens of groups, there's less than 50 big, powerful global groups, they're all chaired by less than 100 people. And they all interlock on the different boards. You know, the heads of the Bilderberg Group will be some of the head people on the Trilateral Commission and the head people on the CFR and the head people on the Club of Rome and the head people at the Rand Corporation, who are also the head people at the Federal Reserve, who are the head people at the Bank of England, who are the head people at the United Nations, who are at the head people of the OECD, who are the head people of the IMF, at the head people of the World Bank, at the head people of IBM, at the head people of GM, with the head people at Microsoft and Brookshire Hathaway. I mean, you go to these meetings, you cover these meetings, you track these meetings, Davos and others, it's the same crew, the same people, and they want the same thing, eugenics. Now, before I get into the cashless grid, remember this story from a week or two ago, and ABC News reported it first, and said, yes, secret meeting of the world elite to carry out eugenics. But they said it's a good thing, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation through a world government. And it has to be secret, they say, for your own good. And it's Bill Gates, it's David Rockefeller, it's Warren Buffett, it's Michael Bloomberg, it's Oprah Winfrey, Ted Turner, all the usual suspects. And they met at Rockefeller University president's private home, Paul Nurse. And listen, anytime you cover these, anytime they have these meetings, that's all they talk about. How do we get world government, world taxes? And so how do we stage pandemics to get a control grid in? It's sad we got to kill everybody, but how do we do it? You know, Bill Joy of Sun Microsystems, I always plug key things that are well known. There's thousands of things we could plug. April issue 2000 of Wired Magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And he said, I went to a top tech private conference with 200 top tech leaders sworn to secrecy, so I can't say the names. This is the guy worth $4 billion at that time. You know, owns one of the biggest infrastructure companies out there for IT, Sun Microsystems. And he says it was very upsetting. It was how do we kill everybody or do we just cull most of the people and then let them be entertained by the new technocracy? And the elite's leaning towards killing everybody. And then he goes on to quote Theodore Kaczynski. Why did Kaczynski, this professor, this doctor, admitted LA Times reports CIA operative, he quits, runs to the bush, and starts bombing people for a decade, bombing key and people over key technocracies. I'm not defending what he did, but that's a real environmentalist. Kaczynski said, my God, they're planning to create a total grid, create a new species of humanoid. This is what the elites say they're doing, merging with cybernetics and getting rid of most of us. He said, I gotta go kill these people. I mean, I can go down the line. And then you've got all the other transhumanists, and I don't mean the general transhumanists. They always email me and go, how dare you say we're bad? You know, I'm blind and I want to have sight. That's that. You're not really a transhumanist. Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, the head of the United Nations UNESCO Department, first general of it, secretary general of it, said that eugenics got a bad name with Hitler, going too far too quickly. We're going to call it transhumanism. The issue is Ray Kurzweil and all them say the same crap, how most of us are about to be wiped out. We're going to break all this down when we get back and get into the control grid.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
To ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens. Influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
All right, let me get right back into this cashless society control grid system. Yesterday, I explained how they get us to opt into the Matrix, how they make it entertaining. The new Xbox scans your body 360, and you get to scan real objects and live in the fantasy world, and it's better than the real world. And the kids don't talk to each other anymore. They just sit there texting, and adults don't communicate anymore. And massive television watching causes Alzheimer's and destroys language abilities. Literally hundreds and hundreds of studies on record reporting this. And there's a global standardized world ID system, not just a national ID through real ID. There's a global treaty signed in 2000 in Australia by UN signatories, including the United States. And even if Congress doesn't ratify this stuff, it's all standardized and done by the bureaucracies. And they've brought in this system. So we now have a hemispheric ID card. Have you seen the radio and TV ads and print ads about, oh, go right through airports inside the U.S.? We accept the hemispheric cards. If you're flying from Dallas to L.A., it doesn't matter if you're not leaving the U.S.
Have this federal hemisphere card, and you'll go to the front of the line. And then see, their feds are saying you'll have to have that card soon, but they're getting people to opt in. They're beta testing it. They're fine tuning it. Now you got to have a passport to go to Mexico or go to Canada. They got to have it to come here. Now you get thumbprinted and face scanned randomly when you leave the U.S., even if you're a citizen. All the foreigners coming in have to do it. And so in treaty agreements, when you go to England or Germany or anywhere in the world that's signed on to these agreements, that's most of the West, some of the third world, they digitally take a photo. They digitally thumbprint when you leave. And I want to get to this exhibit first. You know, one of our employees, the school in Hayes County, tried to steal our 8-year-old daughter because she was wearing shorts and had a little bruise on her leg. That made news. And they admit that, you know, Walmart employees are told if a parent grabs their kid and speaks to them loudly, that that's a crime, that your kid has to be taken. I got the CPS manual given to my employee saying, if you raise your voice, we're going to take your child. Official state manual. I mean, you know, talk about police state. Raise your voice now, we take your kid. But the cops can shoot you in the back and taser you, and it's no big deal. See how the state can have all this authority, but parents can't have any. And then society breaks down, which then means there needs to be more federal control. It's the only strong man. It's the only thing that can, is Mayor Daley, the mob boss, the son of the most famous mob boss in U.S. history. He wants your guns because he's going to make you love him. He's going to take care of you. Well, one of the guys that works here in the office brought this in. And we were already aware of this going on nationwide with the CHIPS program, with the Masons put it on and all these other groups doing it, all federally funded. They get grants to do this. But McGruff the Crime Dog is directly federally funded. And through the National Ad Council, they're running national TV ads showing in red and black uniforms the new Obama armies doing military drills and saying, this is my uniform, this is what I wear. And they're going to march out across America and already are knocking on doors to canvass whether you support Barack Obama or not. They have a little GPS separate from the census, and they mark down if you're friend or foe. That isn't a free society. And so under the National Ad Council, elementary schools, public schools, Head Start, which they advertise for blue collar, white collar. Oh, it's free health care. You know, we have a mobile van that helps your kids. You know, even if you're paying at the daycare, you know, they still bring Head Start in without asking you. And CPS is there. And under Head Start, now you get three CPS visits a year. Well, here's what the kids get. They get a little badge to feel like they're a little Stasi tattletale. With McGruff the Crime Dog. This is the Cashless Society cybersecurity system. Here's McGruff Safe Kids Total ID system. And they give this to public school kids under another program here in Austin where they give you $200 if you turn in your parents. That's the highest bonus if you write a report on what's in the medicine cabinet or are they smoking marijuana. And then I have a mainstream news article today where the judges are saying, we'll let you off for that marijuana if you sterilize yourself. We got a free sterilization for you. I have that article right here. So one of the fellows here in our office, we're going to not say his name, a McGruff Safe Kids Total ID system, and right here is the little scan disc for your child's history. They have social workers that ask them questions under this. Are mommy and daddy spanking you? Are they yelling at you? Because we've got a nice foster home, especially if you're blonde-haired and blue-eyed like this little girl. She better be careful. Because they can get half a mil for them. So, and people can't believe this is happening. I had a senator on a few weeks ago from Georgia where she was naming names of where there are bounties. We need this many blonde hair, blue eyes this week. And they got Walmart employees, everybody watching. You yell at your kid, boom, police are there, take them, they're gone, they get half a mil. Walmart gets a few grand out of it. And I showed you USA Today where Walmart and pizza places and everybody run your criminal background when you pay with a credit card, and then you wonder why cops pull you over when you leave the parking lot. They've got the whole grid in place. Yes, it's already in place. So take a bite out of crime, how to tattle on your parents. Here's the DNA collection kit. They fearmonger the parents. Give us your DNA. We don't want kidnappers to grab your kids unless you're Dyne Corr and Halliburton, who admittedly run giant child kidnapping rings, and Congress brings it up, and they go, yeah, we run kidnapping rings. You know, we had to pay a fine. It's no big deal. So, now, of course, they don't tell the parents, by the way, we already took your kid's blood at birth. We just want other tissue samples out of their mouth right now because we want you to think that we got their DNA this way. That's why all over the country, Tennessee, Texas, you name it, California, they have thumb scanners and hand scanners in the car. And when they pull you over for a traffic ticket or a checkpoint, they say, we need to run your scan here at the checkpoint. And people go, there's even YouTube videos this where they go, hey, I got a camera. What do you mean you want to take my fingerprints? We got to make sure you're not wanted and this isn't a fake ID. Guilty until proven innocent. Now, what did they do to this little girl? We've got her name and her little slave card. And this is what happens when you're in preschool now. McGruff Safe Kids Total ID System. Help take a bite out of crime. Hey, McGruff, how about you stop the CIA shipping in heroin and cocaine and running child kidnapping rings? And it's a little girl. She's got blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, you can see that in her old slave card. CPS is flipping through this right now looking for any reason. I'm sorry I have to inform everybody. And look, biometrics. They had her scan. This was inkless. And they put her digital image of her little fingers. They've now got them all. And she'll be trained in public schools nationwide. Over half of them now make you thumbprint to buy and sell. Austin, make sure you use thumbprints to get your food, to get your school books. You have to do it. Europe's implemented the same system. Australia, total slave. But don't worry, everybody's a slave now. Okay? So this is all kept by the feds and by McGruff, the child kidnapping dog. He goes out and sniffs out the blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. And looks like he found one. And, of course, they want the dental chart. They need to know everything when they're trafficking your kids. Now, again, the average idiot cops that are there taking this information, they think they're doing good and helping. But as the founding fathers said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So there's your little biometric ID card, slave card. Has nothing to do with keeping your kids safe. Everything to do with enslaving them. That's why they've been lying for 36 years and telling you the blood was with the health department and a health test and sending it off to a federal depository at the eugenics bank at Cold Springs Harbor. Now, mainstream news. So that's the incredible thing. We're on record about everything 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years ago. In fact, I've been trying to dig around and find myself 15 years ago in front of the county commissioners and city council. A year plus before I got on air, I was going down and talking about this to city council, and they wouldn't give me citizens communications time or they'd cut me short, so I went to an Access TV show. We ought to find those 15-year-old, 1993-94, right out of high school. We ought to find those and put those up on YouTube. Okay, this is part two. I may go into part three and four on this because just covering that took so much time. And this is the tip of the iceberg. In fact, I cleaned the studio the other day. It's in one of those folders. See if Duke can find the CPS folder that had all the stuff in it from her case with the little booklet from the state that says, if you raise your voice, we will take your children. Now, there's no law that raising your voice is. They don't care. These are child molestation rings. And I don't care if you can't handle that. Last week, I played congressional hearings where they admit they run child kidnapping rings. In fact, Google 3,000 children missing in CPS custody in Florida. 3,000 children in government custody missing in Florida. CNN. Show them right now. And they find them in Saudi Arabia and Thailand and Israel. They find them in Eastern Europe. They find them in snuff films. They blow their heads off. They enslave them. Show them. 3,000 children. And that's just a missing children's. Try CPS lost. They have a different name in Florida. It's like Family Services. Family Services loses 3,000 children in Florida. It'll be 2004. I mean, you can't make up the magnitude of their evil. Yeah. Or maybe thousands of children, maybe the headline, then you'll say 3,000 in the article. Turned out it was actually 5,000, but I remember that headline. I'm sitting here looking at it. We'll find it during a break. All right. So this is all part of the grid. This is what they want to do to everybody with this giant control grid. And there's federal funds served out with bounties on the kids they kidnap. So they want to control your mobility, track everywhere you go, make you have a internal national ID to travel over state to state borders, Homeland Security, is on record saying that in Land of the Free, home of the brave. The census program was to be every 10 years, going back to Mount Sinai and then the Bill of Rights Constitution, to enumerate how many members of the House of Representatives your state gets according to population. Now it's going to be a yearly and then a monthly census, the American Survey Census. There's a bunch of different variants. They ask, what guns do you own? What are your stocks and bonds? Name them. What type of toilet do you have? Where do your children go to school? What is your income? And they say, under threat of arrest, you have to answer this. I thought you had a Fifth Amendment. But you do. It's all color of law fraud. They have the U.S. code by the first question about your names and who lives there. And then they have a dotted line, and under that's all the other questions. Just like there's no law to take vaccines. And that's what this global cybersecurity grid is about. They say, oh, we're going to surveil the entire internet to tell if there's any outbreaks out there from chatter or upticks and people buying flu medicine for your safety. And, oh, we have to be able to shut the web down to protect it if Al-Qaeda attacks it. And then meanwhile, the Pentagon admits they've been attacking their own computer systems in the past as a pretext to basically fearmonger the government into giving them all this. And Jay Rockefeller's on record saying we would have been better off without ever having an internet. The newspapers, the mainstream media are dying. They have to shut it down, bring in net neutrality, bring in a gelded, castrated, as the New York Times said, safer, gatekeeper-kept internet without people like Alex Jones. So they have the census getting everybody's data into the grid, GPSing your front doors. The Department of Homeland Security reports saying environmental activists, conservatives, gun owners, liberals, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, Bob Barr supporters, people that talk a lot about the Constitution. Oh, there's the story out of Florida. Does it say 3,000 like I said? Control-F 3,000 on that article. I want them to see it. That's the right one. Control-F 3,000. It should be on there. I want people to see this and know it, instead of living in denial as they watch out there. Again, one of the biggest things is surveillance blimps at 100,000 feet being tethered. That's MSNBC, Associated Press. That's Bob Woodward's secret Pentagon technology he brags about, that once they get a heat resonance of your body type and double ID that with a face scanning camera on the ground, they can now track you anywhere and everywhere you go with these surveillance blimps, where one blimp can surveil an average sized state. And Homeland Security's now got them in place over the entire United States, they report. They also have the face scanning cameras on the polls, the license plate reading cameras, which then police and government bureaucrats, according to the Orange County Register and other publications, are above the law. Over a million people now in California, the article 2 years ago said 990-something thousand, over a million people are above the law. They can DUI, run through checkpoints, run through toll roads. They have special plates that the cameras can't read, and that when police get behind them, they're not allowed to pull over, and they're not allowed to run their plates. So not only will we be discriminated against, slaves, anti-war, you can't fly. If you have bad credit, they're announcing you won't be able to fly. No judge, no jury. If you're on a no-fly list, you won't be able to own guns. No judge, no jury, no arrest, no due process. They just put you on that. Over a million, 100,000 Americans on that, growing. Carbon taxes will categorize and register everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you do with RFID smart chips to track the history of your purchasing. Any black market or underground economy will be a felony. Paying somebody cash to mow a lawn, paying somebody to paint your house, selling an old car to a buddy. You'll still have cash. It's globally standardized under the new announced Global Bank of the World with a global tax, where they set the interest rates in world currency, but you'll have to thumbprint and face scan into the system for the global graduated sales tax when you pay with cash, or that will be a felony. Now, I told you that 10 years ago from federal documents. That's now openly being announced and pushed. Now, the most important point I made yesterday, I want to recap, is make money as you build the grid. There's a few thousand globalist companies with Carlyle Group and Ted Turner and the Clintons and the Bushes and the royal family in England and the Dutch royalty and the Bin Ladens are heavy in it, owning the red light camera companies, Lockheed Martin, the Defense Department, giving domestic contracts, cities and counties, the police threat matrix grid integration centers, the threat fusion centers, federally run big $100 million contracts, even in middle sized towns and cities and counties.
billion-dollar contracts in New York and Boston, $2 billion contract in Boston that I saw just for cameras and the smart grid alone. This is a total web, and then that money goes to the politicians who go in a revolving door in and out of government. That's what this tyranny is all about. So they get rich off of selling the security grid. So the Pentagon that's dominated the world under NORTHCOM now dominates the United States. And just like in Fallujah and Iraq, they thumbprint you when you go in and out of the city. And if you're caught without the ID or you lie when they thumbprint you later, they kill you on the spot. That's that was on NBC News 1 week before he retired. Tom Brokaw bragged and said he was glad. I have the video clip. They said they kill anyone who doesn't have a proper ID. Well, that will be the system here announced, and you'll be biometrically scanned everywhere to buy and sell, biometrically scanned by police, all being announced, biometrically scanned to buy food. They're starting it out with video games, alcohol, cigarettes, minors, but it's to go global. This is all admitted by the big consortiums. They're going to have debtor prisons, not just that you can't travel or be on a no-fly list if you have bad credit. They are going to force you to work in federal programs if you have debt. They want to take over with the national animal ID system and the premises ID system, the food, Codex Alimentarius, the vitamins. We'll get into the new stuff when we come back in part two, then I'll do part three tomorrow. Kinky Friedman coming up.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
just mentioning integrates in together. It's all been planned, all been set up on record. They have Internet 2 meetings every year where they openly announce it. You can read the RFID conferences with government leaders standardizing it. Thousands and thousands of pages per conference. You can read it all. MIT brags that they're helping to steer, along with Stanford Research Institute and others, the integration of this for global standardization. Now, all over the world, whether it's Australia or Germany or England or the United States or Canada, you'll read in the news. In fact, let's show people that. Google spy satellites used to keep tabs on farmers. First, it started in Australia and England. Now here, they've opened it up to local cops and local land management to have the Pentagon satellites spying on you. And they're saying, under color of law, you have to register your premises. They make you sign a contract, which isn't law. You waive your rights, saying $1,000 to $2,000 a day fines for one dead chicken, one dead cow. You don't tell the feds about $20 tag for a $5 chicken, but big agribusiness is exempt from all of it. This will shut down farms and ranches. There it is, new satellites to keep tabs on farmers. It was a Boston Globe article that was real good. There was also a Denver Post one where it says, where it shows the cops doing it, looking at the satellites. They're bringing in the National Animal ID, the National Premises ID, new bureaucracies, new taxes to harass everybody, arresting Amish selling cheese, arresting people selling eggs and watermelons on the side of the road. That's in the news every week. That's coming. This is the control grid. Shutting down and controlling over-the-counter vitamins, making them prescription, Codex Alimentarius. The biometrics, as I mentioned, getting the school kids to all do it. The DNA, the blood. The NSA with warrantless wiretapping of the entire population. Cybersecurity. Again, we have to keep mentioning that term. That's just the feds, by law, going even to even small IT companies and smaller parts of the infrastructure, and by law putting their machinery in and making you wire your machinery to it, and they pay you to do it. Just like a Telecommunications Act of 96 paid to do this for the phone companies. And then the power, quote, to shut the web off during emergencies for all of our safety. That's the headlines with Obama. That way they can also cover up torture when they want to. They can shut down the alternative media that is kicking the butt of the mainstream media. I already mentioned CPS. Now, there's a lot of good news to go over with this control grid, and that is that we've said no to the National ID, Real ID Act, but the feds just ignore it and go ahead with the Hemisphere ID card and say, you better have this when you're at the airport. Even if you're not leaving the U.S., you're going to be treated better if you have this card. And they tell folks that are on no-fly list, oh, if you go through the background check, even though you have no criminal record and we're just saying it's a mistake that you're on this, the only way to get off is to apply for a hemispheric ID. And then magically, when you get the Hemisphere North American Union ID, when you magically get that card, you then suddenly get to fly. So see, they put everybody on the list, making you a criminal, and then if you acquiesce to being treated like a criminal, oh, we give you your privileges back that were really rights. And there's just literally scores of other points I haven't gotten to, but that's part two on cybersecurity. Tomorrow I want to get into the fine details of all of this and the debtors' prisons and a lot more. Hickey Friedman coming up after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao,
Nibs, Noni, Immune Detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he doesn't need much of an introduction. Kiki Freeman's a best-selling author, musician, humorist, columnist for Texas Monthly, American satirist Will Rogers and Mark Twain. He was one of two independent candidates in 2006 election for the office of governor of Texas. He's in exploratory right now. I talked to him. He said, looks like I'm running for governor during the break. So you heard it here first. And he also has a big event coming up to benefit his rescue animals operation. So we appreciate Kinky Freeman coming in. Kinky, good to have you here.
Great to be here, Alex.
You know, when I had you on last year or 2 years ago, I forget, my dad...
You know, I was fired by Texas Monthly.
Really? I didn't know that.
They fire me every time I run for governor, and if I lose, then I come back. But this time, I think, may be different.
Well, yeah, that's owned by Emmis, and we're actually on some of their stations. Well, I mean, they can't really... Can they legally have you...
Why can I not write a humor column, or, you know, make a living while I'm running for governor? I don't understand that.
They're just worried that the Elections Commission can come after them. But I believe you have your First Amendment. I believe you should be able to have a radio show.
There you go.
You know, write books, whatever. No, but let's get this out of the way first, and we'll talk about all the big news you've got. Last time you were on a couple years ago, my dad said that one of his professors that was also one of his advisors was your dad, Tom Friedman, and that he had been in World War II in some of the same squadrons with my grandfather, Jerry Jones. And so we were just talking about that during the break and what a small world it is. And then my dad was digging through storage and found some more of their flight school annuals and all that stuff and saw your dad in there. So what a small world. Tell us about your dad.
It is. Well, I'll tell you, Tom was a navigator in World War II, flew the B-24, the Liberator.
Also known as the Flying Coffin.
Flying Coffin. His plane was called the I've Had It. And there were 10 men on the plane. Tom was the oldest. He was 23 years old. And he flew 35 missions over Germany. That qualifies him for the Lucky Bastards Club.
Yeah. That's way over catch 22. So did he volunteer to go past the 22?
I don't think they had a choice. That's my understanding of it. But, you know, as Audie Murphy says, Ronald Reagan and John Wayne spent the war in Hollywood. And, guys like Audie Murphy and then those that didn't come back, fought to buy the freedom that the rest of us cherish and abuse.
Well, you know, I'm not big on the Texas Worship Club, but I am proud of our state. And look at Audie Murphy from Texas, so many other people. And I've talked to a lot of old veterans from the Army and Marine Corps. They say that the best soldiers come from Texas.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about Audie, and that appears to be true. And, you know, Audie was rejected by every branch of the service. He was too small. He was 5'5" and weighed 110 pounds and so forth. But it didn't take long to see what he was really made of. And, there's a great story. We should tell this. Well, I might do it quickly, but when Audie was fighting in France and he woke up one night in the forest and his hair was frozen to the ground and they told him, you're in charge. The officer has been killed. He only had 18 men to man the front lines. And he gets up there. It's outside of a little village in France and there's 250 snow-caped clad Germans with six tanks rounded the corner. And Audie told all his men to go into the forest. And he fought them off himself. He jumped on top of the only tank destroyer that he had, which was on fire, and held them all off. And he was on the phone calling in artillery. And they said, Audie, how close are the Krauts? And he says, hold on a minute. I'll let one of the bastards speak to you. they're 10 yards away.
Yeah.
Anyway, he killed like 100, 150 of them. And for that, he won Medal of Honor.
Well, that's certainly a fighting spirit. He not only had a lot of courage, he also was charmed.
Yeah, he was very lucky, but he represents just a greatness in this country. That, and I'm sure Audie would say that the young generation has it. That, you know, they're, that if the chips were really down, they would deliver too.
Absolutely. Or it's more like Chuck Yeager from West Virginia. We'll be right back with a true Texas original, Kinky Friedman. And we will get into his run for governor and a lot more coming up. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I like Kinky Friedman, and his dad and my grandpa were in the war together, so I got to be nice to him anyways, but he's plying me with cigars during the breaks. Listen, now I wish I had a cigar, an official cigar just made for Alex Jones with me on it, but Kinky actually has that, and in fact, he even sells them. Tell folks about your love of cigars and your website, and then we'll get into the serious issues.
Well, I think cigars are good. I always say cigarettes bad, cigar good. That's my message to young people. And cigars are good for you, and they help you live longer. And if there's any research done on it, you'll see that. That the people that smoke cigars, like Winston Churchill, lived to be 90. You know, Mark Twain, Thomas Edison.
George Burns.
There's lots of examples of it. But basically, I've been against these smoking bans, and I just don't think it's un-American, for one thing. And for another, they're always saying, you know, they are a bunch of hall monitors, Alex. They're hall monitors.
Control freaks.
That's all they are. And they're saying, we're doing it for your health, Kinky. We're doing it for your health. And the truth is, there are six countries in this world, I'll name them, Israel, Japan, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and France. All of them have a higher smoking per capita than the United States of America, and all of them have longer life expectancy than the United States of America.
Yeah, I've seen those statistics. How do the French drink and smoke and everything? And
here's what I conclude. Speaking English is killing us.
Oh, my God.
So I mean, really.
I think TV's killing us.
I'll tell you, America should be that Alex Jones restaurant, no smoking. Right next door, Kinky's Cafe, smoking allowed. That's the way America ought to be. That would be the easy, you know, American way to go. But we don't do it.
Well, you know, it's killed these restaurants and bars.
It's killed every mom and pop place, Alex. Yes, it has. That's the.
Because people stay home and smoke, because, you know, smoking cigars or whatever, instead of going to some bar. And now they have the cops coming in hotel bars when people are staying there, businessmen, and arresting them for three beers. What would happen if you were governor?
That would not happen.
We'd have to kill all that officer.
That would not happen, yeah. That was a low point. That really was bad. It's a terrible use of law enforcement to tell a little old lady that she's got to move from this park bench to this park bench if she's going to smoke her cigarette. And law enforcement knows this. I mean, you know, they don't want to do that. But they have to investigate some wingnut that reports you're smoking on the show here. You've got a guest smoking on the show. And they got to send somebody out here to check it out. And that, too, is just a
word. You want to break the Austin ordinance on air and smoke in here?
We certainly could. Wouldn't bother me. I mean, what would happen, really? I don't think anything will happen.
SWAT teams might come.
Try it or not?
Go ahead, sure.
All right, we'll give it a shot.
Oh, now we're being really rebellious in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave.
My God, I'll tell you, Alex, we're risk takers.
Just thank God it's not a Cuban he's firing off here. Well, we'd really be arrested.
Well, this is a Cuban.
That's the inside joke. Yeah,
yeah, but on the other hand, we didn't. It's a gift. Cuban was a gift. Alex, I want to give you these. This is brand new Teachers for Kinky bumper stickers.
Oh, great!
Because you are a teacher, and I'll tell you what you've taught. And I don't want to put you up on a pedestal here or anything. You have taught people not to trust their government as much as they blindly have been doing for the past few decades, and people are getting the message. And I'll tell you, Barbara Jordan, who's a personal hero of mine, Barbara Jordan's grandfather, you know, she was a congressman from Texas, as close to a statesman as Texas has had in modern days. Her grandfather owned a junkyard in Houston, and he told Barbara when she was 5 years old, love humanity, but don't trust them. That is the true message of Jesus. That's what he said, and getting into politics, I see exactly what he's talking about. That, you know, Socrates lost the election, you know. Jesus lost the election. The crowd said, free Barabbas, kill Jesus.
Well, that's what my mother said to me. She came down and visited when we were down at the beach this weekend for my daughter's birthday. And she pointed out, she said, it's taken me this many years to figure out not everybody's nice. Not everybody had nice upbringing or nice parents. There are just a lot of bad people out there. There's also a lot of good people. But good people are always gullible. And don't realize they got to stand up and fight or the bad guys are going to win.
That's absolutely true. And a great example of that is the Democrats of Texas. I mean, I'm running in the Democratic primary, but I would say that if the Democrats nominate their usual establishment candidate that they always do, a generic establishment candidate, it will be just another loss. They will continue the 18-year losing streak of not having one statewide race going Democratic. And I'm saying all they need is common sense. They need an old school guy like me that has common sense that is practical. I don't want to fall on my sword just to make a point. I want to win. So we're showing the Democrats, we're offering an option, a new model for the Democratic Party, which includes libertarians, independents, and many, many Republicans, welcoming them all over.
Now, you ran as an independent last time.
That's right.
And you're running as a Democrat because I guess having the machine will help you somehow?
Yeah. You know, Alex, I listened to your pal, Jesse Ventura, who I admire very much, and I listened to the people that ran Jesse's campaign, and they told me what works in Minnesota will work in Texas. Human nature. And the truth is, we're not in Minnesota, Toto. That's the truth. Texas is very different. There's more people in Houston than there are in Minnesota.
Well, this was 8 years later. You know, he had the CIA 2 weeks into office, 23 of them visiting him to find out how he won. And the system's done a lot to try to stop independence since then.
Oh, there's no question. We did the spiritually correct thing because I felt that the Democrats were getting too close to the Republicans. There wasn't much difference between the two. And the truth is, what has made the Democrats great over the past century is populism, is they stood up for the people against these big corporations and special interests, which is what you're doing, whether you like it or not, you're a Democrat.
Well, I understand that we didn't even have parties at first in this country, and they are always interchanging, you know, Republican, Democrat, what it means. You are for controlling the borders. How is that going to fit into the Democratic Party? I mean, we know with Democrats that's actually popular, but the party leadership won't do anything about it.
Well, I would say that a lot of my views are libertarian. Yeah. I mean, one of them is the border. Another is toll roads. I want to roll back all toll roads, get rid of all of them, and pay for them with casino gambling. That has never been tried in any state. That would work. The lottery, boy, the more I read about the lottery, we're getting hosed so bad on the Texas lottery. I was in the Austin airport 2 weeks ago, and this guy, Larry Throm, came up to me and gave me his card. Very nice guy. He's the executive CFO of the Dallas Independent School District. Before that, he was a CFO of the Austin Independent School District. So I asked Larry, is there any evidence that this money going to the lottery is coming to education as it's supposed to? Do you see any evidence of that? He says, no, I don't see any because there isn't any.
What about all the weird scandals with the lottery?
Well, there you go. They fired the last three directors, you know, and paid them off big bucks in rapid succession. The problem with the lottery is it's owned by an Italian corporation. And we go through GTEC. That's the way we do this thing. And the Georgia lottery is owned by the state of Georgia. And that's why the Georgia lottery sends every kid with a B average in high school to college free for 4 years in Georgia. And this year, for the first time, University of Georgia has two Rhodes Scholars. No other institution in the country has them. They're from the Hope Scholarship, which comes right out of the Georgia lottery. Georgia, I think, is number 18 or 19 in education in the whole time.
Well, how did that scam work? How does the lottery money not get to education?
Well, here's how it happens.
I guess because Don Corleone runs the lottery.
No, here's how it happens. Rick Perry and the powers that be put it right into the education fund, general fund. And then they take it out when they need it for highways or for other things. They can always get money. And this fund, as Alex Jones would tell you, if you really trust the government and you think they're totally honest, great. Most people no longer do. They're taking this money, they're fleecing it. Lobbyists and politicians are taking that money and using it for their own cause, and it never, never, never gets to...
Well, I'm going to talk more about your policies and also your gubernatorial campaign site, but what about Rick Perry? Did you see in the newspaper where he was the first U.S. statesman ever, first high-level politician, to admit he went to the Bilderberg Group meeting? Was in the Dallas Morning News, which, by the way, is a violation of the Logan Act. You can't go to a private meeting to discuss policy, which they admit they do there. And he's so arrogant, he admitted that he did that. As governor, would you call for an investigation of that or try to stop that?
Well, I think Rick Perry has, look, he's a guy who's great at jumping in front of parades. Alex, you know very well, we've never heard a whimper from Rick about states' rights or about libertarianism or anything.
Until he got popular, yeah.
Then he jumped in front of the teabag parade, yes.
Yes.
And he is better friends with the German government, with the European governments, and with the Mexican government than he is with the people of Texas. And he likes being governor, and that's where the story ends. He and Kay Bailey have been in the hands of big...
Well, she is on the Bilderberg Steering Committee. You talk about big, evil offshore banks that are raping this country for $14.8 trillion. She is on the steering committee, and then now she reportedly brought him in. What are those two doing? Are they staging something to split up vote to stop you or something? I mean, what's going on there? Because we know these two are working together.
Well,
and they act like they're fighting on the surface.
Let's get those Barbies out of here is what I say, you know. They're both former cheerleaders. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, we don't need any more cheerleader
before
leaders.
Before, did you know they were hall monitors?
Yes. So these are little tattletales.
Yeah, they are. And I think the state's tired of them, and I think you've got a huge amount of disgruntled Republicans. And for all I know, you might be one of those folks, but people who at one time believed in either Rick or Kay, and now they don't. And I'll tell you what, when Rick and Kay turn around after this bloodbath that's coming, this two locomotives colliding, you know, they're going to find all the Ron Paul people are going to be gone. They're all going to be kinky Democrats.
Well, I know this, Kinky. I agree with you on about 80% of the stuff you do, and that's as much as I agree with my wife. So, I mean, that's, you know, not bad, but at the same time, I know you're better than these establishment candidates. Kinky Friedman, a million times better than Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the cheerleader, Bilderberg Group, steering committee member. I mean, top globalist, top corrupt New World Order, and then Rick Perry, the toady of the group. I certainly hope you kick their butts.
We intend to.
What's the battle plan to get that done?
Well, for one thing, we're just ending the exploratory phase. We're very soon going to jump full into this thing, pull the trigger. And part of that is going to be going out on a listening tour where I can sharpen my listening skills, Alex, which do need some sharpening. And meet the teachers, meet the county chairs, you know, meet the people in places where Democrats fear to tread. That's the Obama strategy, actually. He was going on a 50-state strategy. Everybody told him you can't win Virginia, you can't...
All right, stay there. Got a break. Let's come back here. More about your strategy, more about the websites, kinkyfriedman.com, linked up on InfoWars.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Well, he is a Texas original, as I said earlier. Kinky Friedman is our guest in studio running for governor. And he's the only chance you've got to not have Kay Bailey Hutchinson or Rick Perry, the two cheerleaders. And the only question is which one of them is more Nelly than the other. But, you know, that's fine. You know, the issue is that Kinky Friedman is the real deal, and his daddy was up there in the airplanes with my granddaddy over Europe in World War II. That's a small world. I keep going back to what my dad called and said, yeah, you know, they were in some of the same squadrons and things in Europe. That was really wild, small world. He learned that from your dad when he was at UT as my dad's professor. But again, Teachers for Kinky is one of the bumper stickers, kinkyfriedman.com. How do people, if they're out there listening all across Texas, and it's pretty clear you're going to run. You're going to run. We can tell you're running. How do they get some of these bumper stickers?
Well, kinkyfriedman.com. Just go to that and order them. And by the way, last time, I don't know how many do we have, Jufrid, over 70,000 small donations to the campaign, contributions. We had more than any other way more than any other candidate. And we were doing something that Obama did successfully and Ron Paul did successfully. And I think it's the people that are going to make the differences. I don't think it's the money. I think it's really the people being the lifeblood of politics.
Absolutely. Specifically, getting into this campaign, you were making some great points during that last break. We should have that on air behind the scenes. You were breaking down. I was saying, Democratic Party, how are they taking your run in the party instead of an independent?
Well, it's early days to tell. Many statewide Democrats are embracing me and saying it's great. This is what you should have done last time. And they're right. I should have, because I would be the governor. But the Democratic establishment is tough, Alex. A lot of them have been presided over so many losses now for 18 years, ever since Ann Richards, that they're used to falling on their swords. You know, they're used to being purists. And purists just don't get it done. And I'll give you an example why I like a common sense, old school, pragmatic approach to things is that I'm a Democrat, but I'm also a Texan. By that, I mean I'm a libertarian. I'm a populist. You look at, if this had been 5 years ago, we would have thought libertarians are creeps. They're weirdos. You know, they're just a fringe. I'd say most Texans are libertarian.
Well, they've done national studies, and over 50% of Americans, when asked libertarian questions in a blind study,
right,
then identify as libertarians. Look at the Ron Paul revolution, and I agree with you. They're going to support you over Perry and Kay Billy Hutchinson.
In a heartbeat, and I'll tell you something else. It's not about big government or small government. It's about efficient government. That's what it's about. And Ron Paul was the only one I know who called this financial economic disaster 2 years ago, right? He said that. Everybody said he's crazy. This George Bush, the MBA from Harvard, never saw it coming. Obama never saw it coming. Ron Paul did see it coming. And the Ron Paul people, I feel a real affinity for them.
And Ron Paul also said the way this bailout was going to happen was going to make it worse. And now the head of the World Bank had to come out 2 days ago and say, we are basically screwed. So we certainly need you as governor here in Texas instead of Perry. I mean, look at Perry saying we might secede, spinning the national movement for states' rights. It's not secession, into something like secession so we could be demonized. And then later they said, are you serious? He said, no, I was just joking. Right. I mean, it's like you said, he is jumping, you know, on the states' rights bandwagon when he won't even protect the border.
Except secession might be a good idea because we get rid of Rick Perry. You know, that might be the only way we're going to do that.
Will he be here for life if we don't get rid of him? I mean, it's just...
He will if he's as lucky as he's been. He will be the Hugo Chavez of Texas, and he'll be the governor for life. It's really sad, Alex, because I can't think of one... I'll challenge Rick Perry to a tequila drinking contest. I'll do anything to get this man to interact with the people of Texas just a little bit. And I can't think of one thing he's done for the people.
What about more debates?
10 years.
Shouldn't we have 5 or 6 debates instead of one?
Jesse told you what happened. He said Kinky had trouble with his debate there. He said, but he had trouble with his first debate, but there were 15 more of them. And he got better and better as it went, as he caught on to it. Because guys like Perry, they're slick, man. Kay Bailey.
They've got political operative experts.
Sure they do.
That are, you know, trying to make you look stupid and things.
That's right. So we welcome as many debates as we can. You wonder why Rick Perry won't even go to a basketball game, because he gets booed. He won't take questions from people calling in on the show. And you know, an example of what he did. You know, he lives in a house that we're paying $10,000 a month for. Right now, every month, the taxpayers are. That's a political statement. Mike Huckabee, the governor of Arkansas, when that mansion was being remodeled, he moved a double wide onto the grounds, and he moved his family in there, and that was his office. He worked out of there. That's a political statement, too. A good one.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
Why do we let him get away with it?
I mean, even if that was just political hype by Huckabee, still, he knew to do that. Perry just doesn't care.
Perry likes to shop in Europe. He likes to be governor. He likes to wear nice clothes, live in a
silk underwear
house. No, he likes this stuff. And you know what? You know what? He knows how to play the system. He knows how to game the system. And the point is, I don't know anybody, Alex. I know you. I know Juford. I know the people.
Kingy Friedman, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come right back, talk about an event you've got coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine phytoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, Nibs, Noni, Immune Detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Innerfood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Innerfood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. I do another syndicated show Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. If you're here in Austin, it's on 590 a.m., syndicated across the country through Emmis. This is syndicated through the GCN Radio Network. And coming up next hour, we're going to continue our interviews with Steve Voss, great patriot songwriter, play some of his music. And we got Kingy Friedman music loaded up in there, too. Maybe in the last segment we'll play a song of his selection or part of one.
Be careful with that.
Yeah, some of the language. You got so many enterprises going on, too. I like that you're free market. Tell us about Kingy Friedman's cigar website. Tell us about the campaign website. Tell us about your passion for saving animals and that big event that's coming up.
Happy to. I just had one flash I wanted to suggest to you. What do you think about the idea of administering the tax test to the legislature, of the governor doing that when I'm governor?
I think it's a good idea, but why don't you explain that to people?
You know, it's a tax test that we take here in Texas that is a narrow band of knowledge that you learn, and everything is determined from that. And most states have that now. And what this really does is it's the opposite of education. Education should teach kids to think on their own. So instead, I run into a teacher in San Antonio who says, I'm a world history teacher. They've already told me, go easy on Greece and Rome. Don't cover them much because they're not on the test this year.
Wow.
How can you teach world history without Greece and Rome?
It's the foundation to understand how society works.
Yeah. So anyway, enough of that. What are we going to discuss, Alex?
Well, no, I wanted you to plug the event, the musical event.
The musical event we're having is a benefit for Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch. That's utopiarescue.com if you want to see some of the animals that we have. We got about 60 mutts, wonderful dogs, and we adopt them. And we've been doing this for 10 years, adopting thousands of them to people and to families. And this is a show that June 13th, Jerry Jeff Walker and Ramblin' Jack Elliott and the Kingster will all be there in a concert. And it's at our ranch. You can find information on kinkyfriedman.com. It's a benefit, so it's $200 a ticket. We've already sold well over 100 tickets right now, and we're moving. It's going to be an intimate type of thing, and it's going to be a great show. But if you want to help animals, and you want to see Jerry Jeff Walker and Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Kinky, coming up June 13th for this benefit.
And it's awesome, and that's kinkyfriedman.com is kind of the portal site that goes to the other sites.
Yeah, that's right, and this helping the animals has been great. I've enjoyed being involved with this very much. And people that see, and you also have a tour of Utopia Rescue Ranch. Do you need a dog, Alex? Do you have a dog?
No, I have two dogs. No more.
That's it? That's
no more. And I have three children. It is a three-ring circus. Now, if I had a ranch, I'm thinking about trying to move out to some property just so things aren't so crazy. But three kids and two dogs.
You're going to move out to the hill country? There goes the neighborhood, huh?
Exactly.
No, you're a big success story. Now, I'm telling you that the people I've talked to have really, whatever attitude they had about you and I had the same credibility hump to get over, which is, you know, basically the Democrats and Republicans last time, because I was an independent, always said, where's the substance? Is he serious? Is he this and that? And for fundraising, it was tough. And now I see as a Democrat, most of that has gone away, and I am being a little more serious and more thoughtful about it.
Well, you were saying during the break, the key here is the establishment Democrats don't like you, but statewide they love you.
That's right. The establishment, I would say the far left bloggers, and they're sniping at me while I'm sniping at Rick Perry. Here I am attacking Rick Perry, and I look around, and the people that are attacking me are the Democrats instead of them attacking Rick Perry.
Well, that is because you are an outsider. If they weren't attacking you, and I've seen it in the press, then I would say, oh, and I'm not for Kinky Friedman. I mean, that's really kind of the bona fide seal of approval when you really see, well, an old World War II saying, when you're over the target, you get the flak.
Yeah.
And if they were praising you, I'd go, I don't know.
And we have things, as you know, now nationally, everybody knows about the state school cockfights, human cockfights in Corpus Christi, where they had a couple kids.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that. All the sexual abuse of the kids, the state police, Texas Rangers try to stop it. They get shut down. What would you do as governor?
Texas Youth Commission. Well, I'll tell you something, Alex. This is the heart of the problem. Since Rick Perry's done basically nothing, in my opinion, the bad thing that he's done is he's used a spoil system for appointing people, a political spoil system. And what he does is he appoints people in six-year terms mostly. So if he appoints you because you're one of his
campaign donors,
campaign guys, and you don't really care too much about the state school situation, you're a rubber stamp of Rick Perry. What happens is, when you go into a mental hospital, if you've ever been to any of these nursing homes or anything like
that, they're hellish
institution, you know where abuse is going on, everybody knows it. It's like a boil on your hand. The janitor knows it. The director knows it. No heads have rolled for this. Nobody's been fired. What Perry has done with these appointments in criminal justice, and I'll tell you another one, is a man named Tim Cole, who died. He was a rapist, accused of being a rapist. 13 years. He died in prison. This is Lubbock. Now the Innocence Project has cleared him with DNA, not the state of Texas, but the Innocence Project, some college kids, cleared this guy, and the real rapist has confessed. So now that, Timothy Cole is dead, he's been exonerated totally, his family's been, reimbursed, so forth. And now this is a failure. This is not a success story. How many Tim Coles are there in the system?
Well, they show DNA testing showing about a third of people are innocent. They end up testifying.
Oh, yeah. And in Nebraska, DNA their death row several years ago. They had nine people on it. Five could not possibly have committed the crime, at which point the governor said, this is a charade. You know, we can't do this. So I call upon it.
Well, see, I was always for the death penalty, and I'm sorry for interrupting. I was always for it until I realized, yeah, I mean, if it was on TV, you catch the guy, it's clear they did it. This guy grabbed a little kid, raped him and killed him. Kill him, eye for an eye, that makes sense. But the government, the system's so corrupt, that they send so many innocent people to death or into, you can't trust it. The system is so broke, it does so much more damage. Right. Well, I mean, what's the old saying of,
here's the solution.
10 guilty men go free, you know, better than one innocent man.
Well, people who are Christians have to define what that means. What it means to be a Christian. So say a guy does something terrible like you described. Do we want to kill him? Or are we doing the same? Or do we want to put him away where he'll never, never, never see the light of day, but we will not kill him? And frankly, you know, I hate for you to have to hear this from a Jew, but that's who you heard it from the first time. that if you're a Christian, you really don't want to be a part of a system that's killing people, particularly innocent people, I believe. Now, I'm not a bleeding heart liberal that's saying half of these people are innocent. I'm saying that if some are innocent and we're killing them, we got to stop that.
Well, see, that's my issue. I'm actually for the death penalty if it could be done right.
No, it can't be.
But I mean, what about Houston and Dallas?
No, it can't be. It can be done as well as we run the post office or as well as the wall that's going up between Mexico and Texas. Whatever the feds do cannot be done. Whatever the government does will not be done.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that, I mean, I know you've heard about Houston and Dallas where the cops pull over the family and throw a bag of chalk in the back and then seize the car saying it's drugs. I mean, how did the police, and I know they're not all that bad, and it's city by city. You got bad cities and good cities on average, but I don't know. Cops in Austin aren't planting drugs that I know of, but in Dallas, NPR even reported, the police admit it, they framed thousands.
Here's one solution. Get a guy like Kinky Friedman in as governor who doesn't owe anybody and doesn't know anybody, okay? And I appoint a guy like Racehorse Haynes to head up an abuse commission. And this is a legacy for a guy like Racehorse. In other words, he doesn't need to do it. He's got plenty of money. He believes in justice. So he goes case by case, all through death row, all through Texas Youth Commission, through all of it, and empower these people. I don't want a commission giving me a report. I want some powerful people. Jim Hightower is a man who believes in the people, in the poor people. He's an unabashed champion for working families. Now, a guy like that is not going to be stealing money. You won't catch him in a scandal taking money. He really cares about his job. Rick Perry has appointed people that are going to leave a very long Nike footprint on the forehead of Texas.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, love Kinky Friedman or hate him, folks, and I love him. We need to get him elected governor because of the other choices we have. I mean, if Ron Paul was running for governor, I'm sorry, Kinky, I'd have to go with Ron Paul. But you know, because I mean, I'm 100% with him, or I'd say 99%. But I mean, you are a good, genuine, real guy who wants to do good and wants to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And you've got the establishment Democrats against you. The people love you, and I've seen the numbers out there. How do folks get you elected as governor? How do we ensure you do run? I mean, I can tell you're fired up. You're going to run, aren't you?
Yeah. It's almost a done deal. And the reason is that I know I can excite the grassroots, and that's where the Democrats have lost ever since Ann Richards. They have failed to excite the grassroots. So the libertarians and the independents just stay home. This time, the Kinky Democrat idea, the year of the Kinky Democrat, would be, it'd be like a Reagan Democrat, except going the other way. The Reagan Democrat voted Republican. The Kinky Democrat votes Democratic in the Democratic primary, which, by the way, Alex, is very easy to do. It's an open primary. You can be a Republican and you can say, you know, I've had it with these two Barbies spending all this money attacking each other for what? They've both been in politics their whole adult lives. You know, they've got nothing fresh or new to offer. We'll vote for Kinky. We'll be Kinky Democrats.
You know, as much as I don't like Rick Perry, and he's been on the show before, by the way, as much as I don't like him, I really don't like Kay Bailey Hutchinson. I mean, she really is a completely fake person. I mean, she is. I mean, at least Perry's got some personality. And I mean, with her, this really is a power-hungry crone.
Rick is I do think he's a nice guy. I would say he's clueless as far as the people are concerned. He's had plenty of time now. He's had 9 years, right? He's moved us, I think, from 49th to 48th in education in that time.
Well, which one do you dislike more? Policy-wise, or just the whole... Well,
I'm not a good politician, but a good politician would tell you that we don't look ahead of that. We're just trying to win the primary here, because I know that if I can win the primary, I can be the governor. That I'm sure of.
Absolutely. I mean, the Democrats ran weak candidates last time.
Yeah. I tell you, I fell under Jesse Ventura's orbit there, and there's a lot of wisdom that those people in Minnesota have. But the honest to God truth is there's more Democrats in this state than there are Republicans right now. The latest Gallup polls show that. And if you add the independents and the libertarians to that, It's a slam dunk. I mean, we will beat the Republicans, but we'll only do it with a guy like me who is a common sense, old school guy.
Your only problem is going to be, people are already finding out Obama's going back on his promises and that Democratic support may be eroding by 2010 somewhat. But I still think it's going to be, like you said, for the first time in decades, or in half a century, Texas is more Democrat than Republican.
Obama's done a couple of really good things. One of them, he's made people believe that their vote matters, that their vote could count, you know.
He did bring in a lot of new voters.
Alex, I can't tell you how many people I talked to who supported me and just concluded that there was no way I could win and their vote wouldn't
matter. Very foolish.
Didn't vote. Yeah, lots of those folks. And this time, I think they may take it.
All right, let me throw the phone number out. 1-800-259-9231. Specific, quick questions for Kinky Friedman in this segment and the next. 1-800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009 transmission. Kinky, any other quick points you want to make before we start taking calls?
None at all.
All right, let's go to James in North Carolina. James, you're on the air. Welcome. Oh, yeah, Kinky needs to put his headphones on. Sorry. Go ahead, Kinky. Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air, James. I didn't give Kinky much of a warning there. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, my hair looks like a Lyle Lovett starter kit.
Oh, it looks good. Lyle Lovett starter kit. Now, that's not a Barbie, though. Look at him, folks. That's a real
guy. That's a real thing.
That's not a painted trollop like the governor. Anyways, I'm sorry. He looks like a rough, tough prospector from Gunsmoke or something. Anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead,
James. Go on, James.
Go ahead, James.
He's the real deal. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm a Kinky and Jesse person. I sent you an email because I've been wanting to do something for years, and not taking anything away from Kinky, but I did want to make this comment that the last two elections, I wrote in Jesse's name for president.
Well, you know, we've asked Ventura to run for president.
I know.
And run for Senate. And, you know, he just is so sick of the whole system. He's running off and hiding in Mexico surfing. And I don't blame him.
I don't blame him a bit.
But James, I appreciate your call. Let me get a comment from Kinky on that. I mean, that's what's so nasty about politics. You are wading into a cesspool.
Yeah, well, Jesse did some very good things in Minnesota. He was one of the architects of Minnesota Care, which made them number one in healthcare coverage. Alex, do you know where Texas ranks in healthcare coverage? Would you like to hazard a guess?
I believe we're one of the worst.
No, we're not. We are 50th. We're dead last 50th in healthcare coverage. I mean, if I was a member of the media, I would I'd be concerned about that, about the lottery, about the border. About every time you turn around, you see a toll road. And by the way, don't ask for who the road tolls. It tolls for Rick Perry and his cronies. And it never stops tolling.
Well, that's why Perry should be impeached. He keeps saying he's against the toll roads and special interest. He's the guy vetoing the legislature. I mean, this guy is an outrageous deceiver.
Well, he plays the system well, Alex. He plays it beautifully. Bernie Madoff would have been a good governor by that standard. He really knows the ins and outs of the system, too. So people wonder, can Kinky govern? You know, does he know this stuff? Yeah, I know this stuff. I know that no governor has ever run the schools or the prisons or the highways. We only had one governor who knew how to plan a highway. Do you know who that was? It's a trivia question.
Who?
Ann Richards. No other governor knows how to do that. But they appoint people, and Perry has appointed the wrong people. He's appointed the kind of people that made Louisiana a corrupt cesspool for the past century, politically.
Well, that's the problem with corruption like they have in Mexico and North Korea. Once it gets in place, it's very hard to dislodge, and it's going to seed now.
And we've just got no common sense. As far as this casino gambling's going, we're building roads in Louisiana right now. We're building public schools in Louisiana. I mean, why aren't we more concerned with getting the money back here for our own economy in Texas?
Well, I'm no big fan of gambling, but
it'll save Galveston.
Certainly what it used to be there. But I mean, the whole issue is that why do you have the state running it? I think the state should get out of the lottery, and if people want to have that stuff, that's their business.
Well, it certainly shouldn't be a foreign corporation. Texas has leaned on foreign corporations for the toll roads. We do for everything. If we do build a fence there with Mexico, it's probably a foreign corporation that's going to have to run it. That's just ridiculous. I mean, we either do it ourselves or don't do it.
Yeah, the crazy thing is you've talked about how the lottery's run by an Italian company. I had the Chronicle come out and say it's not true that Centra is Spanish. Centra on record is a Spanish company. I mean, the level of disinformation.
I've spoken with Elliot Shafley, who I believe is a Senate in the legislature. He's a liberal El Paso guy. He's a very good guy. But he was in on the meeting with the Centra guys. And he says they asked Centra, in the last 50 years, the last 5 years of the 50-year lease, the last 5 years, what would it cost a Texan to drive 10 miles, say? And the Centra boys said, well, that'll take some time to compute. And they said, we've got time. Tell us. And they computed it, and they figured it out. In the last 5 years of the lease with Centra, it will cost a Texan $15 to drive 10 miles. That's the deal Rick Perry's offering us.
Well, I saw the paper admitting that it was $160-something dollars, I forget the exact amount, to drive from Austin to Dallas and back. I mean, that turns your car into a taxi cab.
Alex, we are no longer the minority. What we're saying is believed by the majority of the people, okay? They agree with us. It's just a question of getting them excited, getting the grassroots excited enough to vote.
All right, we're going to come back and take a few final phone calls with you in the final segment, Kinky Friedman, but plug one more time that benefit for dogs.
Sure. Go to kinkyfriedman.com. Check it out. It's June 13th, Saturday. It's at Echo Hill Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Jerry Jeff Walker, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and Kinky will be there, the three of us. And, of course, Chuck Wagon, Cowboy Barbecue, and a tour of Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch. Go to kinkyfriedman.com and get some tickets and help us. Help
All right, we'll come right back and take a few phone calls in the final segment with Kinky Friedman. And I got a bunch of news coming up with what's happening with the economy, General Motors going bankrupt, the dollar plunging in value. And we're going to talk for about 30 minutes with Steve Voss. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
So much going on, so Morgan Freeman is such a character. He's giving me cigars, Snickers bars.
Cousin likes to share.
No, it is good. He's like, he like
for the common humanity and all of us.
No, no, I like it. I like it. It's good. No, I mean, you're just friendly. You're a real Texas character. We like it. You know, they say I'm one of those, too. And we hear one of them right there. That's Willie Nelson, one of your good buddies, too, as well.
Willie?
Willie's going to be supporting you for governor, isn't he?
Absolutely.
I know he hates the toll roads.
Well, everybody does. I mean, particularly when, you know, everybody in Dallas, I know for sure, said within 20 years, it was said, you know, this road will pay for itself. Well, now it's been 50 years, 60 years. It never pays for itself, Alex.
Yeah, let's...
It just keeps coming.
Let's take a few phone calls. Now, let's talk to Mike in California, Chris, Heather, and others. Mike, you're on the air with Kinky Friedman. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Actually, I didn't know Kinky was going to be on the air today. I had a few other questions. I don't want to take up a lot of time.
I'm going to put you on hold then. I said I opened the phones up for Kinky Friedman. Do you have a question for him? Okay, thank you, Mike. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. I said I'm taking calls for Kinky Friedman. I understand everything's going to hell in a handbasket. I'll get to you coming up later.
California guys are ruining Texas anyway.
Anyways, Chris in Toronto.
Texas.
Well, this is even further away.
Okay, God.
Okay, Chris in Toronto. Go ahead. Are you for Kinky Friedman?
I guess you're going to have to put me on hold, too, because I had to tell you something about what's going on.
Okay, Chris. Let's talk to Heather in Texas. Heather in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Heather.
I wanted to talk to you about how you felt about the sobriety checkpoint that was in legislation in Congress.
The blood sucking. We got the feds coming in, yeah. And they take your blood with these fake group warrants, and they want to do it statewide. Are you for cops with injectors and are sucking blood?
No, of course I'm not, and I think the legislature has been a... I can't believe the kind of what they're dealing with, what they're spending time that they think is important.
It's like vampires.
Everything else is going to hell in Texas, and this is what they're dealing with, yeah.
I'm trying to make teeth like a vampire. How do you do that?
That's good. That's pretty good right there, Alex.
If I do that to my one-year-old, she starts crying.
Look at that.
Anyway, it's a big, ugly face.
I'm about to start crying.
You're about to start crying? You don't like it?
You spook little Juford there. you know, he's a Jew, and he drives a Ford, little Juford.
Oh, my God. Okay. Heather, anything else?
No, more seriously, I wanted to hear, it's going to come up next session. In 2 years, that'll be his term. He'll be in term, hopefully, when he wins. And I want to know if he's going to take a stance against that.
Yes,
make sure
no,
that it does not pass here in Austin.
I'm with you.
You're going to say no Soviet
no
checkpoints.
No. I'm with you, Heather.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Heather. Rusty in Texas.
Yeah.
Rusty in Texas. Go ahead.
I would just like to say that I voted for you, Mr. Friedman, and me and my brother both are disabled veterans from this current war. And I would just like to make a complaint that Texas is getting real hypocritical because they're throwing a lot of people in prison all the time. Our prisons are full. And I have a particular complaint about the 0.8 law. You know how you said you would like to have a smoker sit here and then the non-smokers, they can go over there. Well, how can you get a zero? Most people, when they go to the bar to go have a beer, they don't have one beer. They go to the bar and they have three or four and they get and they drive home. But they don't have, the majority of the people won't cross the line and have an accident. But they're just throwing people in jail everywhere.
Forget that. They're trying to lower it down to zero. I mean, like 0.1 where anything.
Yeah, I mean, the hall monitors have grown up, and we've got to deal with it.
They're trying to say any alcohol, and now they say little breath mints and stuff have enough to give it to you.
No, it's a mess, and it's a bad priority.
Mothers against drunk driving really are out of control. I mean, wanting these checkpoints.
You know, my problem's up in Dallas when I took a sip of Guinness during the St. Patty's Day parade, you know, and I said I finally...
Tell you what, 60-second break. Do five more minutes with us.
Guinness, but I didn't swallow. All right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Do a few more minutes with Kingy Freeman and Steve Voss coming up in the next segment. Play some of his classics and some of his latest hits. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors briefly that have made this radio show possible today. One of them is ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or 1-800-691-6043. This is an atmospheric water generator for the home. It grabs the humidity out of the air, then sends it through 7 different filters, including carbon, reverse osmosis, and a UV antibacterial, antifungal light. Just an amazing system. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water and the humidity in the air. Check them out today at www.ecolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043. And obviously, Kinky, if you win as governor, you are still going to come in studio with us, or I can come down and interview you at the governor's mansion.
Anytime, Alex.
Quickly, who do you think firebombed the governor's mansion?
I think it was Sam Houston and Davy Crockett's ghost trying to get his ass out of there. That's what I think.
You know, I should just have you on sometime and just shut up and let you tell jokes. You're a pretty funny guy.
That's fine. That's a good joke, isn't it?
Tell us about some of your books you've written.
I've written, the latest is a book called Heroes of a Texas Childhood, and that's why I've been researching Audie Murphy, because he's in it, and Sam Houston, and Barbara Jordan, and Ann Richards, and Emily Morgan. You know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people never heard of Audie Murphy. I mean, you know, that's kind of why this book is written.
Are you kidding? A lot of kids don't know who George Washington was.
No, they don't. I ran into a lawyer at a kolache place on the way to Houston. He said his whole class, he's a teacher there at Houston, whatever it is, a law school there. Nobody in the class knew what VJ Day was. So he says, well, I'll give you a hint. It's 1945. It's August 1945. VJ Day. Do you know what it was? No one knew. He said, well, it's victory over Japan, as a matter of fact. August 14th, whatever, 1945. And they said, well, we're not history majors.
Yeah.
And
they don't know how exciting history is, all the little pieces and how it all connects
these
together.
These are all lawyers. I mean, these are kind of
And so they don't know the government wanting to take blood at checkpoints is Nazi Germany.
That's right.
Can you imagine an old black and white movie about the Germans and they were taking blood? It'd be like, those damn Nazis. And now it's like we're doing it and it's a good thing. Let's take another call. Linden, California for Kinky Friedman. Final call for Kinky.
Oh, hey, Kinky. Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks. Somebody calls you, you know, the Seinfeld episode, and you say, it's a telemarketer, I don't have time to talk to you, you know, right now. Give me a number, I'll call you later. Oh, you don't want anybody calling you at home either. Well, what about when you come to my front door? You know, hey, I'm busy right now, give me your address, I'll drop by and we'll talk about what's important to you right now, but I just can't do it right now. Oh, you don't want anybody showing up at your front door unannounced either.
That's what the census is doing.
And you start getting the brainwashing, they look at you like, whoa, I guess not.
Well, you guys in California, I mean, it's a failed state right now, and our governor is right that Texas is doing better as a state than California. The problem is the people of our state are not economically doing better.
Well, that's a question, though. What about the census? I think that's what you're getting at, and I appreciate your call, Linda. They're supposed to ask you how many people live in your house every 10 years to get members to apportion Congress. How many congressmen your state gets. Now they're sending out forms with hundreds of questions. Do you own guns? And you've got a Fifth Amendment. You don't have to answer those questions.
No, you don't. And you shouldn't.
I don't. I tell them, you know, get out of here.
I say if they come to your door, call Alex Jones. That's the best thing to do. Alex, you're a real voice, man. And keep it up.
Oh, Kinky, you're nice to say that. You say
the truth.
You say there's a nice buzz out there for the show?
Not only a nice buzz, but I told you off mic there that a woman that I know has said that she finds you very poignant and very sensitive.
Well, I appreciate her putting up with me.
I didn't say that.
I understand. Well,
she said that.
We understand, Kinky. You secretly, you know.
Well, I think you've come a long way, baby. I really do. You know?
Well, you're a sweetheart. Kinky Friedman, thank you for coming in. And as the campaign develops, we want to have you back. If you're busy, you can do it over the phone from the campaign trail. And hopefully we can have Governor Kinky Friedman in here, and we can throw Rick Perry and the Crone out of there, and one of those two won't be governor. Kinky Friedman, take care. Hopefully next time I see you in person, you'll be the governor.
Shalom. Peace. Thank you.
All right, take care, buddy. We'll be right back with Steve Voss. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Are asked, I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Lord knows where we'd be.
Steve Voss, I've been familiar with his work for probably 10, 11, 12 years. He's got quite a few great albums. Many of them have made national charts. But because his music is anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, pro-America, the establishment has tried to shut him down, but unsuccessfully. And, you know, you've probably heard part of this song played as bumper music and a few of his other songs played here. But today, we're going to play, with his permission, a couple of them. In fact, let's keep rolling with Renegades right now if we can. Renegades, We Must Take America Back, Forever Heroes, Star Spangled Banner. And this is just one of his greatest hits. He's got several albums. We, by the way, are now selling them at Infowars.com. This is music that needs to be listened to, needs to be shared. And I'm just excited to learn that Steve Voss is familiar with our work and what we do. Joseph Fair of WorldNetDaily.com said this music speaks to the hearts and souls of Americans. And SteveVoss.com is the website, StevVaus.com. Voss is spelled Vaus.com. And I really think of this song as the patriot anthem of when it comes to heroes. Renegades are mine. If it wasn't for the Renegades, people saying no to King George III, no to slavery, and no to tyranny, and no to Big Brother, we would have no freedom, and no to the Soviets. And that's really what we're facing here today. In fact, crank this part up right here. They are the people way ahead of their time. And without them, Lord knows where we'd be. And we'll play some more of these songs uninterrupted by me, but I want to go ahead and go right to Steve Voss, and we will open the phones up for Steve Voss and any other subjects you want to bring up. But we'll just keep him the rest of the hour if he can do it. Steve Voss, great to have you on with us, sir. I'm a huge fan of you, and you are certainly a very talented musical renegade.
But I just sing what's on my heart, and it's a pleasure to be on with you. I've heard your name for a long time, and I consider it a real honor to be able to share the air with you.
Well, it's good to have you here with us. Tell us about yourself and kind of your saga, your story of success, and how they tried to shut you down and the rest of it, and then what your perspective is on what's happening in the world today.
My song, the patriotic music, started '82. I live in Southern California most of the time, and I got so dang frustrated with, you know, illegal streaming across the border, and that was the year of the riots in Los Angeles and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I got to a point where I couldn't sit silently anymore, and so I wrote a song from my heart called We Must Take America Back. And it just, it lit a firestorm when people heard it. It kind of trickled out there on its own. And, all of a sudden one of the big record companies out there wanted to put it out on a record and, make it available nationally. And I was right. You know, it was zooming up the charts, got to number 56 or 52 on the Billboard country charts, and it was the most requested song in the nation on country radio the first few weeks it was out. But then a funny thing happened. Some of the most powerful, some of the most influential country radio stations in the big city said, hey, look, we don't care where it is on the charts. We don't care how many requests we get for it. We're not going to play it because we don't agree with it. And that was the end of my RCA career. They canceled my tour, took the record out of the stores, told radio stations to stop playing it. And I'll tell you what, that lit my fire more than it had ever been lit before. I immediately bootlegged the record, started selling it myself out of the trunk of my car, touring on my own, and I haven't stopped since.
Well, I know the Patriot Movement also heard your story when that happened. They also got it out to folks. And then the music's just gotten better and better over the years. So here's another case point example of where you're winning in the free market system of ideas and they start cheating because you're making touchdowns and kicking their butt. Same thing's happened to us. We've had every one of our major videos is number one on Google and number one on Yahoo, and they always ban it, always cancel it, always try to block it. And that's because in the war of ideas, people who really stand for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, we're in the right. We have the people's support. The people are sick of this crap. And then meanwhile, we have Billy Ray Cyrus with his daughter, who plays the part of Hannah Montana. Did you know she's out pushing for the Cyberbullying Act that would ban free speech in America? Forget hate crimes bills. It says, Steve Voss, if you're not aware of it, I'll give you the bill number. It says that if someone says what you said hurts their feelings, the feds are going to indict you with a felony federal charge. So that kind of stuff is okay to have big corporate backing and media backing as long as you're pushing anti-free speech. But as soon as you tell the American people to take America back and put out something truly moral and wholesome, we're going to play the song coming up here in a moment, then it's got to be censored. What does that say about the controllers of this nation and this planet?
Lord knows. I mean, they definitely want to quash free speech. And I just figure if they win, I'm going to be in prison with a lot of fine Americans. You know, as long as I got one breath left in these old cowboy lungs, I'm going to be singing these songs come what may. You know, the fact of the matter is the people respond to this stuff and the people need to take this seriously. And I know your listeners do. You know, we've got to have our eyes wide open to what's going on in Washington, D.C., and not just talk about it, but do something about it.
Absolutely. Well, with your permission, we're going to play We Must Take America Back right now.
Play it loud.
So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Crank it up, guys.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. Pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom,
freedom and the soul of the USA.
Right here, right now, it's Independence Day.
folks, that is a newer version on his new album, We Must Take America Back. He's got several albums available at Infowars.com and at SteveVoss.com. I still believe Steve Voss is another one of them. So we'll break it all down and go over it when we come back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's not Steve Voss, that's Johnny Cash. I'll show off for Steve right now and sing along to this.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long
Steve
time.
Voss, we're going to play your Star Spangled Banner song coming in. Because like you said, it's so unique style that we normally hear with the Star Spangled Banner. So that's coming up, and maybe some clips from some of your other songs. I do want to point out to listeners that I have these discounted out of the gates. I still believe Steve Voss And the new one, he just did the new version of Take America Back, We Must Take America Back, about a month and a half ago. So that's a new version you just heard, brand new, redone album, and that's available also at Infowars.com. You can ask for the combo, or you can ask for just the single DVD, a CD. You can also get the music of my films free when you order both of these together, the music of Terror Storm and Endgame, composed by Graham Reynolds. So it's kind of music day here on the air. I had Kinky Friedman on last hour and try to jam some of your phone calls in coming up. But Steve, you know, back in the early 90s, you put out these hits. Now you put out more, you know, just amazing music that's being censored. That's what people have got to get this material and get it out to people, because it is being censored. What is it about this music that's scaring the establishment? Just good old fashioned patriotic, you know, information. Now we see offshore banks stealing tens of trillions. Now we see Obama youth brigades. Now we witness a federal court ruling there's no right to own guns yesterday. I mean, things are really going downhill fast.
Yep, and I consider this, you know, to be the soundtrack for the new Declaration of Independence that we need. You know, music is such a powerful thing, and some people don't realize. They say, oh, you know, it's just music, whatever. More important than I spend my money on books or whatever it is. But, you know, think about music. It's how you learn your ABCs. It's how soldiers went into battle in the old days. Music is powerful, and somehow gets past the logic in the brain and goes straight to people's hearts. So this music isn't just for your listeners to have, but for them to share with other people, because this is a powerful weapon in the war.
Well, it certainly is, and we're just glad you're out there. Are you planning any more albums in the future?
Working on a couple new things. You know, it's always a matter of juggling what I can afford to do. These things are not inexpensive to produce, because I do them the same way that they do records in Nashville. We spend money and we get it right. And I got a family to feed and a roof to keep over their head. So, balancing act, and then I'm out there touring some too. I'm going to be down somewhat in your neck of the woods on July 4th, just outside San Antonio. So hopefully listeners in that area can come on out.
Where do they find out the details of that? Can they find out at stevevoss.com?
Yeah, we're going to get a link up to it. It's part of the San Antonio Tea Party. They can go to sanantonioteaparty.org. I'm not sure if they've got much info up there yet. But the other thing I should mention, YouTube, we've got a great video that goes along with that We Must Take America Back song that you just played. That's worth people seeing and passing around. There's a link to that on my website, or maybe you guys can hook up a link.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll actually put that YouTube channel up on screen. Is that your YouTube channel or just posted somewhere? What's the name of it? We'll find it.
If they just go to Steve Voss, We Must Take America Back, it's the official video. And talk about powerful. I mean, somebody can watch that and not be moved, then their heart's stone.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you're a great musician, a great composer, great voice, you know, a great musician. But it's another testament to individuals taking action and reaching millions of people. I mean, you have reached, no doubt, tens of millions of people with your music.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people have heard it. And, you know, it's just, I wish all those tens of millions would buy a copy. You know, they're not out there in the stores. You can only get them on the web. And it's not that I want to get rich or famous. It's that I want to be able to keep doing it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. We're not the government coming in and taxing people and taking their money and paying for abortions with it, or paying for Obama brigades. We're making our videos, making our films, you know, writing our books, making your music. I mean, believe me, I have never made my money back from producing this. I mean, I hired a local symphony, you know, thousands of dollars each time they played. I mean, I hired Graham Reynolds to compose music for two films. And you notice my latest films don't have Graham doing it, because I can't afford it, even though he did it at cost. My new films, it's Rob Jacobson on keyboard in there. And one of the sales guys in the back office does some keyboard work. And that's what you hear in the Obama deception and stuff. And that's because we don't sell enough to have the composed music in the films. And you listen to the soundtracks on Endgame and on Terror Storm, they blow away the soundtracks we have now. But that comes down to support. And, you know, we printed up 1,000 or 2 of these DVDs, and, you know, people really haven't, I mean, not DVDs, the CD of the music, they haven't gotten it. They need to support it. They need to go to InfoWars.com right now and get both of your albums we're selling, and they can get my album that Graham Reynolds put together, the music of two of my films, for free when they get your stuff at InfoWars.com. Got to support us, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents. Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it. Radio.
And that is not the Star Spangled Banner, but I decided to come back in with talk radio. And yeah, not just the big mainline fake conservative talk show hosts, but all the little local hosts and patriot hosts. That's where I first really heard about the New World Order. I mean, I'd grown up reading None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Gary Allen, and knew about the New World Order somewhat. But when I really tuned in and heard Raleigh James, when I was, senior in high school, here in Austin on the radio, and she was talking about all sorts of New World Order activity. Really a great thing, because talk radio has more time to expand ideas, not just little sound bites. And Steve Voss is our guest. Again, we have specials up on InfoWars.com. I hope people will get both of his albums, or they can buy them individually. And you can also do a combo and get both of them and then get my CD with the music of two of my films by Graham Reynolds for absolutely free. And we have a discount where you can get my the music of my films by Graham Reynolds at a discount when you get it with one of Steve Voss's albums as well. So that's up on Infowars.com. You can also go to SteveVoss.com and get his DVDs. I keep calling them DVDs because I'm a filmmaker and I'm always thinking about DVDs. CDs! Man, I tell you, sometimes I get something in my head and I just can't get it out of my head. Going back to Steve Voss. Steve, the country is really in real peril now. I mean, we knew a long time ago that globalism and corruption and government corruption was out of control. Now, the dollar's plunging, GM's being federalized and bankrupt, Chrysler's been sold to the Bilderberg Group, owned Fiat. They're openly announcing world government, openly announcing a bank of the world will pay our carbon taxes to, openly announcing FEMA camps for our safety. I mean, this is even starting to freak me out, and I've been expecting all this to happen. What about you?
You know, I go back to the basics. It's like we keep drifting farther and farther away from what this country's founders envisioned and intended. And, you know, it's incremental, I suppose you could say, over the last 20 years or so. But now, the slippery slope, my God, you know, we're just zooming down it faster than, you know, we could even comprehend. And I just pray every single night that people wake up and say, wait a minute, this isn't right. This isn't America. And we got to do something about it.
Absolutely. And they love to say it's anti-military, but it's not anti-military when you have 70-plus percent of the donations given by the troops to Ron Paul, not to other candidates, and you have Ron Paul speaking out against all these urban warfare drills, NORTHCOM announcing they're going to police the American people. You know, the troops don't want to do this, and I know the people don't want this. Where do you see this country going if we don't energize a mass awakening and a realization that we're going down the tubes towards tyranny?
Hell in a handbasket. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, they're floating this idea of adding a value-added tax to pay for health care and, you know, federal control of virtually everything you can imagine. I mean, I think the folks in Texas have the right idea. And I'm going to give serious thought to moving down there, not just coming down there to sing, because they're talking about, you know what, maybe we're going to back out of this thing being part of the United States of America. We are in deep, deep trouble, folks. I mean, I'm not Chicken Little saying the sky is falling. All you got to do is read even the mainstream press, and if you don't realize we're in deep trouble, then you need to get your eyes checked.
Well, you're right. You know, what's happening is we need the states to declare sovereignty and reconstitute the federal government, and we have to secede. But the globalists are in control, as you know, Steve, of the Congress and both major political parties. And people think, oh, I want free health care. That won't be free health care. That will be just like they take a $1 from the states and send 30 cents back on average, 33 cents back on average with strings attached. They are coming in with all these strings attached to control our lives. This is going to be eugenics. This is going to be government control. This is going to be paid for government abortions. And I've got an article here with a judge saying, I'll give you probation if you get sterilized. This is government eugenics healthcare that I cover in my film Endgame. You don't want the government in control of something like this. They can use it as a tool to control people. They already are.
Yeah, it's absolutely frightening. You know, in my simplistic view, I think we need to go back to the old days of, you know, citizen lawmakers that go and, you know, serve a term for 2 years or 6 years, and then they go home and go back to their farm. You know, we got to get back to basics and common sense here. The only peace I find in all of this, the only thing that gives me comfort is we have a farm out in the hinterlands of Virginia that is a long time before anybody can find it, let alone try and take control of it. And, you know, that's our safety valve. You know, because I'm not real optimistic at this point that even if everybody wakes up tomorrow that we're going to be able to fight the forces that are in charge.
Well, I agree with you. Here's the problem. earlier before you were on, I covered the cybersecurity grid. They admit they're thumbprinting biometrically the kids in school without even asking the parents. They got face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, North American Union hemispheric travel passes, no fly list for gun owners, no guns for people on no fly list. They've got the National Animal Identification System where they bully you into signing your rights away, $1,000 a day fines if you don't report everything to the government, $20 tags for $5 chickens, but then Tyson's exempt from that, bankrupting everything, bureaucrats arresting Amish for selling cheese and milk to other Amish, arresting Amish for not getting license plates now, arresting people selling eggs and watermelons without a permit on the side of the highway. I mean, Steve, I'm sure you know about this. They are coming after the farms and ranches, and they're doing it in Europe, too. And Australia and the feds are using surveillance satellites with the new environmental laws in these cities and towns where you can't build on your own property to go, oh, you built a shed and a SWAT team comes and arrests you. I mean, they are coming after your farm in Virginia.
They'll get there sooner or later. You know, the thing that scares me more than anything, I'm sure you saw the story a couple of days ago on WorldNet Daily about the folks that were hosting a Bible study out here in San Diego.
Been happening for years.
Yeah, and, you know, the government comes out and says, well, you need a permit to do this.
Need a permit to gather. You can't have 10 people in your house. That first time I saw that was about 10 years ago in Denver. And then now they're saying not just Christians, rabbis can't have meetings at their houses. I mean, this is a right of assembly, First Amendment. Yeah, tell folks about that.
Oh, God. It was folks with a Bible study right here in San Diego, and somebody from zoning shows up at their front door and says, well, are you having these gatherings? Are you saying amen? Are you reading from the Bible and all that stuff? And they were going to tell them they had to get a conditional use permit or a major use permit. Something like that was going to cost tens of thousands of dollars. Well, the defecation hit the rotary oscillator on that one because people found out thanks to WorldNet Daily, and then it made it into the local papers here. And, you know, the county is back down. But I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, the other thing that concerns me greatly is the fact that you look at the numbers of how the Muslim population of the United States is growing. And, you know, now we've got President Barack Hussein Obama saying, well, you know, we really are one of the largest Muslim countries in the world. I mean, my God, have we lost our bearings so badly? I guess for now the answer is yes.
Well, by the way, Steve, I never even got to this. Kurt Nemo did a story this morning with just the headline from the ABC News article where Obama begins to announce his Muslim roots. Not even saying it was good or bad. We just stated that he denied all these roots that were public and said it was a conspiracy theory, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And then now he's using it saying, yeah, I'm basically a Muslim. We know he went to Muslim schools. His dad was a Muslim. With Odinga, his cousin, they told him in Senate letterhead, go ahead and contest the election and engage in violence. I mean, Obama really is a terrorist in every sense of the word. And I don't think he's really, quote, a Muslim. I think he uses that. He's a chameleon. He really works for offshore banks to take over this country. But all these commenters in the article were telling me that I was making this up when all I was doing was, because I called Kurt this morning and asked him to do a story, and he did, when all we were doing was, I'm looking for the article, was pointing out what he said in speeches. You know, it's like he introduces all this gun control legislation, the most draconian ever. We list the gun bills, and people send me threatening emails saying, you're a liar, there's no gun bills. I mean, can you comment on that?
Only that some people are so damn blind because they don't want to see. You know, the facts are the facts. And, you know, regardless of what we think about Barack Hussein Obama, the fact is that he's taken this country towards socialism or Marxism, whatever color you want to call it, and it's so far from what the founders intended for this country, it ought to scare us all to death.
And notice, the deeper they get us down this road, Steve Voss, it only gets worse. Their solutions always only make it worse.
Yeah, you know, but they're going to give us all health care, and they're going to manage it. I've never seen a single thing the government has managed that they've done right. So that's another thing that should have you scared, not only for yourself, but for your family and kids. And, you know, coming full circle here, I mean, that's why people like you, Alex Jones, and people like me, Steve Voss, not to inflate our importance, but, you know, people need to rally around the sources of real information, the people that are encouraging freedom and independence and liberty. You know, you got to support these people because they're right.
Absolutely. Look at this, folks. The emergence of Obama's Muslim roots. Now, they denied all this, said it was a lie, attacked anybody that covered it. And then he goes and gives speeches saying, I have a Muslim upbringing. I have Muslim roots. I'm your friend, when he's in Muslim countries. And then we write a story about it called The Emergence of Obama's Muslim Roots, Infowars.com, with links to ABC News, WorldNet Daily, Times of London Online, and a bunch of, and Obama's Own Organizing for America. We link directly to Obama's own statements, and they comment in our article that we're making this up.
If it weren't so sad, it'd be hysterical. It'd be a great comedy. You know, you'd make a film about that, I'll tell you what.
Well, it goes further here. You know, he writes about how it is a Wahhabi variety. That's the majority Muslim Sunni out of Saudi Arabia. And you know, he walks up and fully bows to the Saudi king and then says, well, I was too tall. Well, the Saudi king's almost as tall as him. He says, well, I was picking something up off the floor. And then later they admit, okay, he was bowing. We haven't had a president ever in our history bow, you know, a complete bow. They might have shaken a woman's hand or something and done like that, you know, disrespectful. Completely bow. And, you know, the point is that this guy is just a complete political whore. He bows to everybody.
He does. And, you know, now he's out continuing his apology tour. Everything we've ever done. Well, we're sorry that we did this and we did that. When has anybody ever apologized to us? And frankly, even if they did, we should be the last country in the world apologizing. We, you know, the greatest example of freedom and the power of the people. We've got nothing to apologize for.
The only thing we've got to apologize for, in my mind, Steve Voss, is for letting internationalists use this country's money and wealth to fund their IMF and World Bank takeovers of the planet. But we've been used, you know, like when a mosquito comes and sucks blood out of you to fly off to, you know, be able to produce its protein eggs, you know, the female mosquitoes are the ones that drink blood. It's not the host fault that it gave some blood to the mosquito, that the mosquito's out there biting people. We need to blame the parasites of the New World Order, not the host. But at the same time, I would blame a lot of the American people for buying into big government and going along with this, because there are a lot of people that go along with this, Steve.
Oh, no doubt about it, because, you know, we're in the age of the gimme government. And, you know, if you promise enough to enough people, then they're going to support you and, you know, kind of lay rose petals in the path for you to travel down. We've been too trusting and we've been too greedy. And we need to get back to the hard scrabble life where we're, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and work for what we need and not look for a handout.
Yeah, well, there is no free lunch. Anything that's supposedly free comes with strings attached. Let's go ahead and talk to Hondo in California. You're on the air with Steve Voss. Go ahead.
Hi there. I'm so glad to hear Steve again. I used to hear him on a show called, I think it was called Radio Free America. It was with Chuck Harder about 14 years ago, and he used to use Steve Voss's music for his bumper music.
No, I remember Chuck Harder. I remember Chuck Harder.
Happened to that guy?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Chuck was one of the guys that really launched the music in the beginning. He heard the story about RCA. And had me on numerous times. And,
right, I heard you all the time. And then I used to listen to that music all the time. And about 6 years ago, I started searching for it on the Internet. I was black, but I couldn't remember exactly what the name was. And I tried a bunch of different versions. And I think I called you Steve something else. I think it was V-O-U-S or V-Box. But I couldn't remember. Anyway, I was
Let me tell you how you spell it, folks. It's V-A-U-S. Steve, V-A-U-S, Voss. You can get his two latest CDs, one of them's new music, one of them's greatest hits, available at Infowars.com. Can't forget Infowars.com or SteveVoss.com. Anything else, Hondo?
I just was wondering, whatever happened to Chuck Harder? Is that story ever going to be told?
Okay, Chuck Harder bought a little old hotel that he broadcast out of. Then he had health problems. I talked to him a few times and then lost touch. Does anybody know if he's okay or how he's doing in Florida?
You know, I've talked to him or emailed him maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, and, you know, his health problems have continued, and he's had some personal difficulties, but he's still got the fire in his belly.
Good. So Chuck Harder, you know, I need to get – that's an idea. In fact, Steve, can you shoot over to Rob D, just the letter D, Rob D, at Infowars.com, the Chuck Harder email. I want to see if I can twist Chuck's arm to get him on air here and maybe get him some support, because, you know, he's somebody early on that was on hundreds of radio stations that the media ignored, that was instrumental in the resistance movement to this tyranny we've got today. We owe so much to Chuck Harder.
Yeah, and I'll send that to Rob.
Okay, thank you.
Just a few minutes ago, send Rob the link to that YouTube video I was talking about.
Good. Yes, we did find that. We did find that. And folks, you just go to stevevoss.com and see that. During the break, we'll pop it up on screen for folks to see the URL and the address in the YouTube video itself. Yeah, here it is. Rabbi Bernstein expands lawsuit because township won't let them have meetings in their house. And you know, I mean, I'm just making the point. It's Christians, it's Muslims, it's Jews. It's you don't have free speech in America. And these cities want you to be 501c3, too. Waive all your rights. Be part of the clergy response teams. Be government approved. I mean, it just goes on and on, the takeover of our society. Steve Voss is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
Thank you.
I'm going to take two final calls for Steve Voss, Jim and Ivan, who specifically want to talk to him. We got Alan Watt coming on. We got Max Kaiser coming on. We got Ron Paul coming up the next few days. We've got a whole bunch of big guests Thursday and Friday, so stay tuned for that. Also, remember, we're putting out a new offering for folks in the InfoWar, and that is monthly new volumes of the best clips of the guest we have on the show every day when we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Another weapon in the Fight for Freedom DVD arsenal, Alex Jones Show Volume 1 is now out. Volume 2 is out. Volume 3 is out. You can get all three of those at InfoWars.com. Volume 1 has Joe Rogan, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, Art Acevedo. Gerald Celente is coming on the next few days as well. So that's there. The Money Masters, How Banks Created the World's Money. 3 hour plus film, two DVDs. This is only $19.95. And this will explain to people who the New World Order are, what they're doing, how they operate, what they're up to, and how to stop them. Excellent film available at InfoWars.com as well. Don't forget The Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, all of my films and the other films we carry at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139 to get those and Steve Voss's great music as well, discounted out of the gates. Let's take two final calls for Steve Voss. Jim in Ohio. Jim, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Jim. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for a great job you did on that eugenics today. That was super. But the question I have for you is, why do you think the unions haven't stood up across the country about the fact that they shipped all the jobs out and called a big boycott for a whole day across the country?
Say that again?
The unions across the country, they shipped all the jobs out overseas. They're getting rid of everything. So why haven't the unions took a day and just, you know, said we're going to take a whole day and boycott the whole nation, drive, do nothing?
The unions have been bought off by the globalists. That's why they support GM being cut up in pieces and sold to China, Russia, and Brazil, publicly. It's gone. And we're going to pay the money to have it shipped out. Under the stimulus package rules and World Trade Organization rules, we part of all of our industry that has any federal money in it has to be internationalized. It can't be for the nation state. Globalism's designed to destroy sovereign nations and transfer power to third world countries controlled by the globalists. I appreciate your call, Jim. Comments on that, Steve Voss? I mean, they are just wrecking everything by design right now.
They are, and I'm a black and white.
Steve, your phone's cutting out again. Start over.
I said I'm a black and white guy. Try and reduce things to simple terms. It's about freedom, liberty, independence in this country. If we don't get back to constitutional values, we're screwed.
And every time we let bailouts happen, it goes to offshore banks or pays to move the companies offshore. So they said, oh, you got to save GM and Chrysler. It isn't saving them. It's paying the globalists to take it. Just totally criminal. Let's talk to Ivan in Texas. Last caller, you're on the air with Steve Voss. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Hey,
good, buddy.
I saw The Obama Deception. It's a pretty good movie, and I think it's waking a lot of people up. But the only thing that I had to say was I don't think a lot of people really understand, like, the full picture. Because the other day somebody asked me, hey, do you think Obama's a communist? And I'm like, hey. That's not the point, because communism, globalism, and fascism all come from Hegelian philosophy. And I want to know if your readers or if your listeners know about Hegelian philosophy.
Yes, we know about the Hegelian dialectic. I'm out of time. That's what Steve's saying. Boil it down to, you know, black and white, liberty versus tyranny, and all big forms of government, communism, socialism, fascism, black uniforms, surveillance cameras, slave camps, liberty, swimming pools, happy kids, lots of money, and liberty and freedom. You just got to keep it. Steve Voss, it's been great having you on, my friend.
Let's do it again. Thanks.
You bet. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you very, very soon. And give me that email of Chuck Harder. Retransmission starts now with Key Info at InfoWars.com. Spread the word.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.